Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it at the end of it.
Welcome to the show. I'm Brian. Big B, as they call me. I can't believe I gained all this weight, man, after the holidays. Hope everybody had a happy new year. Merry Christmas. That kind of stuff. Today's show is going to be kind of me slow. Had some people who finally left for the holidays. And we did party last night, this morning. There could be some remnants of marijuana in the air. Could be. Am I under the influence while I'm on the air? You're goddamn right. I am. I really use the word goddamn. I don't like to say goddamn. Don't like to say it. But that's why the show is going to go a little bit hazy, because I am loaded. So I want to wish everybody a happy belated New Year. Okay, here we go on our show tonight. Jeffrey F. tonight. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. We are global. I just looked at the ratings, tell you the truth. They're higher than I am, and it's pretty high. I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. I want to thank new people for supporting the show. I appreciate it. I want to thank all the wishes of Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to me. Thank you. Here we go. Title of the show, Jeffrey Epstein's list is coming out. And he's going to name names, and there's going to be names in there. Names. I got to remember why Jeffrey Epstein was indicted in the first place. What was he indicted for in the first place? Was it prostitution? You know what? Well, I know he had underage. Come on. I know he had underage prostitutes with him. And and we know this. And it says here, you know, you don't want this in your profile. You really don't want this. Jeffrey Edward Epstein was an American financier. and a sex offender. He was born and raised in New York City. Epstein began his professional life by teaching at the Dalton School, despite lacking a college degree. After his dismissal from school, he entered the banking and finance sector, working at Bear Stearns in various roles before starting his own firm. Epstein developed an elite social circle and procured many women and children whom he and his associates sexually abused. So he's going to name names, and these are the people who had sex with underage women. Should I say girls, or should I still stay with women? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the list. We're going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, those two fighting over what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this goes on far beyond our belief. And, you know, a couple of things are happening in California, and it starts in California. We're the first state to do it. I live in California. What got me, and we're not going to talk about it, I'm just going to tease you a little bit and tell me what you think. We just found out a new law that undocumented people, immigrants, aliens, whatever you want to call them, can get full medical coverage, full medical insurance, Medi-Cal, full. And then there's a new law, and it's not on the title, it's not what we're going to talk about, because we're going to talk about something else, but if you want to get into this, I mean, this kind of enraged me, and I'm a liberal. My girlfriend's like a strong liberal, one of these strong feminine types, you know. She can't be swayed or anything like that. She's way beyond that. When we first dated, she was swayed a lot. Now that we've been together, No, she can't be swayed. So she called me a racist. And I said, why am I a racist? She goes, well, you're against Mexicans getting insurance. And I said, no, I'm against undocumented workers getting full medical coverage. Well, we have a lot of people in the United States of America can't even get on insurance or paying too high for insurance. I don't know what the insurance company is going to do with this, because this is unbelievable. This comes with the heels of what we talked about last week, and that's starting in Texas, I think, this week, that they gave full power to policemen, Border Patrol, other people, statewide license to pick up illegal immigrants here. Before it was just the Border Patrol and all that red tape bullshit. And in California, it has the opposite. They could become police officers. And again, I had the argument with my girlfriend. And I had the argument with my brother, who is a correction officer, just retired, that I don't know how you feel, but an undocumented person, and we're talking DACA, could have a chance to arrest you, and they're not even a citizen. They can arrest you. Now, my argument was not about that. Let's see how that goes, right? Let's see how that goes. What could happen, right? What could happen? What can happen if you have a DUI, right? What could happen if you're drunk and you got an undocumented person stopping you? What could happen? And that guy in the car saying, wait a minute, you're not even, and it's going to be white, you're not, are you an American? Do they have to tell us if they're American? When they tell, put your hands on this, you got to tell us there's a weapon in the car, blah, blah, blah. Do they have to identify themselves? If you ask them straight out, is this the law? Are you an undocumented person? Are you an immigrant here? Now, let's be fair. They're offering this for DACA people only, but let's be fair. But they're still not citizens. The fact of the matter is, whoa, I'm slowing my roll. The fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is, they're not documented. What can happen? Okay, here's the scenario. You get pulled over. You're already drunk, right? You're out of your mind. You're on drugs, whatever you're on. You're not on what I'm on, but whatever you're on. And we still got a lot of cowboys here in California. Don't think we don't. And, you know, there's a part in Orange County, California, which is a conservative part of California, who is a Trump. They love Trump. So I'm setting the thing. So don't think all Californians are hippies and surfers and what's up and let's ride the waves. No, we're not. It's very diverse here. But you're still going to have a certain amount of cowboys that are going to get stopped, and they're going to look. Now, can you, when an officer, is he going to have it on his badge that he's undocumented? I doubt it. Is he going to have on his badge LAPD immigrant? I doubt it. I doubt it. So he stops you. Can you say, Officer Juarez, let's just make up a name. Officer Juarez, are you a documented citizen? Yeah, simple question. Does he have, you know, we should make a live call. Should we call? I should not call City Hall because I'm high. Why not? And, I really stutter. You know, when I was a kid, I had a stutter problem, right? The problem is that I couldn't talk. I could talk, but it took me a long time to talk. So I didn't talk. And then they said, well, how did you stop? I didn't get medical help or anything. Bullshit. So in my mind, I learned to control it. You'll really, in 10 years, you'll really hear me stutter on air. Rarely. If you listen closely, you'll probably hear it. So, but I'm inebriated. So the stutter came out. And I'll laugh at it. I'll laugh at it. So people who stutter, look, I'm on the radio. So you'll probably hear a lot of stuttering come out today. And I'm not faking it. It's just, I'm relaxed. So we go to the... We go to the undocumented worker, right? He asks the cop. I mean, the cop asks him. And he asks the cop, are you documented? He goes, no, I'm not documented. Yeah, I'm not even a citizen. But I have the legal right to arrest you. I have the legal right to shoot you because I can carry a firearm. I have the legal right to write you up a DUI and ruin your life. But I'm not documented. That got me, too. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know how you feel about that. So I'm thinking, what can happen? Does he have the right to shoot you? He's carrying a gun. If you said, fuck you, you're not, go back to Mexico or go back to Jamaica, go back wherever. You're not even a fucking citizen. Drives off. The cop shoots him. Shoots him. And he has every right to shoot him. And can you imagine what's going to happen in this country? Can you imagine? And here's another scenario, because my brother was a retired correction officer. We're talking about compromise now. All right, I'm a DACA people, right? I'm DACA, maybe I'm wrong. I'm DACA. So I'm here in the United States, right? As a kid, I mean, I grew up. I'm not a citizen, but I grew up. I'm a kid. Some people used to call them anchor babies, remember that? Or some people call them dreamers, you know that. So I've been here for a while. I'm saying, aren't you subject to corruption? And here's where me and Miss Liberal girlfriend got into another thing, a disagreement. I said, they're going to be easily too corrupt. And she goes, no, they're not. They're going to be less too corrupt. I said, why do you say that? Because they're not going to risk their jobs. I go, it's not going to be them. And here's my point. Let's say I'm from Mexico or I'm from Jamaica, right? But my family is still there. Still there, you got cartels, blah, blah, blah. Stay with me. They find out that you are a police officer, an undocumented police officer. You're an immigrant. You're not even a citizen. And there's a lot of those people in jail. And they get threatened your family if you don't play along. 480, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Hammer. Good morning to the rest of the panel. It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Happy New Year. Blessings, greetings, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How you doing, my brother? It's my new map.
I'm doing good, my brother, Pastor Don, CEO Jr. Hope you had a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, my brother.
Amen. I did. It was good, but I had to come to Brian the Hammer Jackson in the morning show. I had to come and show my support.
Thank you. You always do, and I am blessed, and thank you. And I'm basically high because I smoked some marijuana before I came on the air. So, amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, man, you got me almost about to choke over here. Wow. Okay. You doing it like that?
Yeah, I'm doing it right there. That's right. Wow. I feel like Snoop Dogg came over.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm having a sip just listening. I'm like, oh, my God. I hear you and wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
There's
bro.
No comeback there.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Wow.
I can't appreciate. I can't do nothing.
Exactly right. The good Lord found
but no,
a way
man,
to get this.
Happy New
yeah.
Year, bro, and I'm happy you've been around all these years. You're not
thank
going
you.
Nowhere, and this year is going to be the best. Man. Thank you.
It will be.
Thank you for having this
you're
platform
welcome.
And opening the door for thousands and thousands and thousands of people, business, product,
wow.
services, and brands.
Thank
when you,
you
think
sir.
About your last 5 years, all the different shows and where they are now, it's like, well, okay.
Wow. You're right. I did reflect on that. I've been on a show over, somebody reminded me, over 10 years.
Yeah.
And the shows, and you know, some people say, well, you listen to the Hammer Show and everything. Hammer ain't nothing. Let me tell you something. Most of y'all are not on the. I'm not on the air anymore. You're just listening.
Oh, correct.
You had because the average person will have a show for. I'll give them 3 months. I'll give them 3 months. The oldies
you
had a show
30
for,
days. 30 days, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would.
30 days.
I would. Yeah. And I mean, we changed so over the years, and the old people who've been on there, the oldies, are all gone. They're gone. There's only a few of us left who have some kind of legacy on Blog Talk, you know, if you want to call it that. But it's like somebody said this to me.
Good word. Good word.
Somebody said to me, and they just followed me, and they actually got my email. They had the nerve to say, you know what, I listened to your show. I go, okay. I didn't think it was all that. That's too bad. Now, I can't perform for 11 years have the best shows in the world. I do the best I can, and some shows are shitty. They are. The odds are.
Oh, wow.
I haven't.
No.
Yeah, I haven't. Off.
I haven't been on one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know about
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Thank you. But some days I have an off day. I really do. And this
everybody.
Person says, well, I have a Blog Talk show. I go, okay, and that's good for you. I wanted to promote his show. I said, I'm not going to promote the show. You just wrote me that I have a shitty show. He goes, I just want to promote. I'll go on. He goes, I can match. This is all real. I could probably match my show. He has a religious show. Praise God
show.
He has a praise God.
Oh, my God.
He has one of those
I already
shows.
Know what the problem is.
And so, you know, he says, I have this kind of show. I go, okay, that's cool.
Not
faith-based,
religious.
Right.
Religious
exactly.
comes the regular. Of dealing with religion, you gotta praise and man. I believe
right.
in corporate fellowship, but I don't believe in the wrong rules with the wrong people.
Right.
You understand? I don't want to have rules for these five guys over here that don't go apply to these seven guys over there. It don't work. What goes for one goes for all. And on the real, this is the new year, 2024. We want to focus on the ones that's willing to help. If you want to hate, mm-hmm. stay over in the corner and hate. I don't even want to hear you. Mm-hmm. Just stay in the corner. That's mm-hmm. why you're in the corner. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I agree.
I'm just keeping it simple.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I know, and thank you, and thank you. And I know that this show offends everybody. Everybody. I don't care who you are. And if I haven't got around to you, I will get to you. It offends everyone, you know.
But you're a Sun God, sir. I'm sorry, that's your moniker. I mean,
it is.
To me, you're the Black Howard Stern.
I just offend people.
You've always been that.
Oh, thank you. You heard, I like to play this, but you heard the one that when Howard Stern's people pranked us and Howard Stern played us on his radio show.
No,
you
I
heard
didn't.
It, right?
No, I
you didn't.
No, I did not. No. Please. I want to listen if you have it to go.
Oh, I got to play it. I know Melissa hates me for it, but what makes me laugh is in the beginning you'll hear the voices. The first voice, of course, is going to be mine. But the second voice I love is Laverne. Who is that caller? Yeah. That's Laverne. The third voice is Melissa. Melissa cracks me up. She cracks me up to the whole thing. I'm laughing to the whole thing. And Stanley cracked me up. So if you didn't hear it, it's a go oldie and goodie. I know if you heard it before, you guys go get get your coffee. I want to play this for Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO. He has a right to know. He brought up Howard Stern. I didn't. But let's see. So they decided to come on our show. And on our show, we have different categories. Like right now, I'm under political. I'm under political category. I could change categories. I want you. But the show that he pranked us on, we did a religious show. It was under religion. So they thought it was a religious show that they were pranking. So when you hear Howard Stern, he said, oh, we went to a religious show. But we're not a religious show. It just happened to be that category. But it's funny. Here we go. Let me see. Melissa, you're going to have to forgive me, Melissa. I still think it's funny. Let me see. I think, Melissa, guess what? We don't have it anymore. Oh, we don't have it anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see if I can search it. I think it's gone. Let me see. Oh, we have it. Okay, we have it. We have it. Are you ready, Mr. Don? Are you ready, Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO?
I'm waiting, sir.
This is,
I'm very
okay.
Ready.
Yeah, you haven't heard it. Are you sure? Because I played a couple of you haven't heard it. Okay, here it is.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
I'm playing this for, it's a request to my friend, my brother, Mr. Don Jr., CEO with the winning team. He requested it. Here it is. Howard Stern pranks Brian on our show. Here we go.
Who am I? Dostoevsky? What is this? Hey, you guys want to hear a good phony phone call?
Sure.
This is fucking hardcore. It's really great. The boys took my voice and had me call into a religious internet show. Keep in mind that it's a religious show because I sound like I'm insane. So without further ado, here is your phony phone call for the day. Enjoy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Are you going to church, Laverne? Are you going to go to service on Sunday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hold on, kiddo. Hold on. Hello, 337.
Hi, it's Howard.
Hi.
Yesterday, this song was stuck in my head. I don't know the lyrics, but I can't remember who does this song. You could probably help me out.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have first time you came on the show. I'm sure you didn't come on the show to play Name That Tune.
I'll sing it for you.
Oh, all right. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead.
Take it to the mountain. You could take it to the...
Wow. You have to sing a little bit more for you have to sing a little.
You can take it to the mountain.
You have to sing a little bit more.
You can jump into the fire, but you'll never be free. No.
I don't.
Jesus Christ.
You know it. Of course you know it.
I don't. Remember that song. So that song is stuck in your head, huh?
Yes. Hello?
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all.
You can take it to the mountain.
I know what you're talking about.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, they played part of it in Goodfellas.
What?
Do you remember that part of Goodfellas when he was running in the helicopters?
No.
Driving from the helicopters?
Blah, 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 blah. I've had it.
Wow.
He's upset. He's
all right. Shut up.
Come on. You're not.
Fuck you.
Wait a minute.
See, what?
I hate you.
Come on.
You fuck.
What?
What kind of thing is this?
Well, first of all, you are a cunt.
Oh, hey, not on Easter.
Shut up, you fuck.
Hey.
You fucking fat cunt.
Oh, cunt. Oh, Jesus, help
get
me.
Off my phone.
You called me.
Who is this? Who's the caller?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
How dare you?
This is a religious show.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Jesus.
That's really inappropriate.
Where were we?
Do you remember that part of Goodfellas when he was running in the helicopters?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do we have Howard back?
What?
You're live on the air. 317. You're live on the air.
You can swim into the sea. Oh.
Are we going to go through this whole thing?
Fuck you.
No,
oh, my God.
Cunt, I hate you.
Jesus. All right. Whew, enough of that. What?
You're getting trolled, Brian.
Hey, what was that?
I know.
That's a crazy person.
Well, it's that Howard guy.
Go ahead, beautiful. You were making a comment. Go ahead. What was your comment?
About the justice. Oh, my God. I lost my train of thought.
I mean, you know.
I'm shocked with that.
Crazy.
That's a crazy phone call, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it, too.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're trying to talk to you.
Robin. Whoa.
You cunt.
You cunt. You cunt. Oh, my God. That's that Nielsen song, Harry Nielsen.
Yeah.
Whoa. You can take it to the mountain. Din, 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 din. I love this. Nielsen Schmielsen.
Yeah.
Everybody. You can jump into the fire. You can take it to the sea.
Let's hear it.
You can take it in the mountain. But you'll never be free. Oh. WNBC, I am BB.
You can jump into the fire.
Hello.
But you never need to be free.
Hey, look.
That was it. That was it.
Wow.
Ah, there.
Wow.
Man, I'm over. I'm glad I was muted because I was over like going crazy. Like, that was a very shocking Brian Hammer Jackson moment. That was a real moment.
It was.
In reality.
It was. It was really funny because, you know, in the early time, people said, you're like a shock jock. You're like Howard Stern and blah, blah. So Howard punked us. So it was like full circle. There you go. So,
right. I know you've been in there all your life. Come on, man. You being able to have that audio clip. Oh, really? You feel like that? Oh, well, let me show you. That was very
So he played that. They told me that he played it on his show about 10 times. They kept playing that. I didn't know that. So I go back
in
the
Facebook. Times?
Yeah, he played it a lot.
Wow.
And I go on Facebook, and a friend of mine going, Brian, I just heard you on Howard. I go, what? I heard you on Howard. They're playing you right now. I go, what are you talking about? And
you told me where to go. And I went there, and I go, oh, damn, they got us. So you can say, you know, Brian, you can say, you know, Brian Jackson, as you heard on Howard Stern, you know, we were on that show. We were live on his show for about 10 times and everything.
Wow.
You got some good views on that. Yeah. So
that's big. Happy New Year, brother. That was a great story. I've been on thousands of years old, but hearing that story and to hear the Audi clip, I'm like, wow. I'm blown away.
Well, Happy New Year, brother. Oh,
thanks,
man. You're welcome, sir. You know, we had so many guests, and some of my favorite was Roots. You had Haley, Roots. Who wrote Roots? Haley. Well, his wife, my Haley, was a good friend of mine.
Albert
she came
Haley.
On, she did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was
Alex,
about
you're
Alex.
Right. Alex Haley.
Alex,
and,
thank you.
And
no
his
day.
Wife was,
you.
Yeah, she came on, his wife came on, had her on. We became good friends. We talked off the air. She sent me books and everything. We became actually good friends, his wife. And she was telling me, she doesn't have a tell-all book, but she was telling me the shit that he did to her. He messed her.
That's a pastor's chamber conversation. You can't tell nobody. You heard it.
Right. Right. And, I mean, she would say, Brian, I got to tell you. And I go, what, my? Brian, I got to tell you what he did. I go, you sure? She goes, are we off the air? And I go, yeah, we're off the air. You call my house. She goes, okay. And it was almost like a confessional thing. First of all, it was a secret marriage. He didn't tell anybody that they were married. He kept it secret. And he threatened her. And said, yeah, he threatened her and said, if you ever tell anybody that we're married, that would be the end of you. He threatened her. That's number one.
Well, it wasn't that much of a threat because he told you.
Yeah, well, he was dead.
Even though I'm
you know, he was.
Okay,
but you
feel what I'm saying, though.
I hear what you're saying. And she told me some stuff that he used to do to her. And she was in a very abusive relationship. The guy was not a good guy. He was not a good guy. And one day I'll tell you. And the time I got in trouble with Oprah. What's her name? Came on the show. She was a good guest. We're friends.
How'd you get in trouble with Oprah, Brian? You got to break it down, bro. You can't just.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
me Oprah.
Did. I mean, how do you get in trouble with Oprah?
I mean,
how do you get in trouble with a gallon of whole milk in the refrigerator? That's why I'm asking. I'm like, it's wholesome. Hammer, how? I'm sorry. I got to know. How?
We had a guest. She's Chong. Chong was our guest. You know her first name. Anyway, she was starred in Commando. It's easy to figure out who she is. And she was the star of the movie. Is it Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, it is.
I forgot her name, Chong. What's her first name? Let me see. Because I got to make sure. Chong. Chong.
People Google these
Commando.
Days. We live on the air. We're being recorded. So definitely get it right. Please.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you. I really do. I don't know if the movie was Commando. It was with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let me Google Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies. Because I don't have it here.
You're right on that. I don't know who Chong with
is.
But I just want you to get it right because I'm listening. I'm trying to track and follow the story, but I don't know who his lady is.
Right.
Now we have a sub story within the main story. Who is Chong?
Exactly. Let me see. What was her name? Hercules, Conan the Barbarian, or Terminator, Commando. Yeah, here's Commando. Came out in 1985. And, let's see.
I asked you
which
movie
did
you see
it. It was Ray Dong Chong. She was a friend of ours, Ray Dong Chong. And Ray Dong Chong is the daughter. She's the daughter of the duel, Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong, that's his daughter.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Oh, wow.
And she was a great friend of the show. Yeah.
Oh,
she was a great friend of the show. Great friend. And she used to go to my executive producer and used to call her. So she made a phone call to my executive producer. They got my number. And my executive producer called me and says, we got a problem. I go, well, we got a problem. Who we got a problem with? We're going to go on a show live. We got a problem with Oprah. Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
What the fuck? What did Oprah do to us? I don't know if I want to get in this. This is a conversation behind the scenes. So I'm saying, what do we have a problem with Oprah? Oprah listened to the show. She got a
right.
Manager. Who cares about that? Who cares about – I like Oprah. And then she goes, well, she's having a problem with Ray Dongchong. What does she have a problem with Ray? And,
okay. How does that –
So Oprah was – right. So Oprah was doing – she already did Color Purple. But she was doing some other shit.
Oh, wow.
And I'm saying, what? He goes, well, you got to go after Oprah. I go, why am I going after Oprah? That's almost suicide. Why am I going after Oprah? He goes, well, because Ray wants
okay.
us. Yeah. He goes, Ray's giving us some personal information, and she's giving me information that she's going to sue Oprah, but it hasn't been public.
Oh.
But she's giving, and then she's giving me more documentation on Oprah. I said, you got some shit on Oprah?
Oh,
he goes,
wow.
I got some shit on Oprah. And then she was telling me this, and this is on our heyday. And I'm going, we can't put that on the air. And it was some shit. And I go, why is
Oprah?
Ray Don? Yeah. Well, I'll just say this. I'll say this because everybody knows it. Okay. Well, you remember the director or a producer got in trouble with molesting all those girls, and he got indicted. You guys know who he is. You know who he is. And he was a good friend of Oprah. And Oprah used to introduce him to a lot of actresses. And they went with him because it was Oprah, because Oprah recommended it. And he put him in private, and he raped him. He raped him.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And there's some other shit with Phil, Dr. Phil. There's some shit with Dr. Phil. And there's some other shit. So there's a lot of shit going on. And then I said, and so this shit started to come out. And I said, why are you giving it to me? She goes, well, you're the hammer. I need to talk to Ray. I can't. I don't know if I should do this. This is behind the scenes. She goes, let me get you Ray. And so she connected me. I go, Ray. She goes, yes, Brian. I go, what am I hearing? I mean, yeah, Oprah did this. I go, Ray, I can't go on air with this. Brian, you have to. I don't have to. I go, this is sued. I mean, there's a lot of shit. I go, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't want to be sued by Oprah. I got a little bit of money left. I kind of like my pity. And she said, don't take my pities. So it's like, she says, you got to go on. I'm having trouble with her. I go, okay, let's cut to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
What is your problem with Oprah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah's mad at me. I go, okay. Well, what happened was that I did a press junket for her. She was doing a movie. I go, okay. And I kind of mentioned Oprah. What did you say? Well, I said that when Oprah was doing Color Purple, that she would never gone into the Mathis house because she was so fat and dark that only light niggas go into the Mathis house. Oprah will be in the fields. That's what she said. I said, is this it? Yeah. And so she got inundated with all these hate calls and all these emails and everything because she said that Oprah's too ugly to get into Massa's house and that if it was back then with slavery, Oprah would be a field nigga.
Oh, wow.
And so Oprah kind of responded on Twitter because I read her Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Now it's a huge-ass fight, and Ray saying, they're going to ruin my career. I need to get this out. My lawyer wants blah, blah, blah. Only you can get this out. I go, I don't know, Ray. I don't know if I should do this. Brian, you got to do it. You got it. I go, oh. Then I did it. I should have never done it.
Oh, Lord, for him.
So
oh, my God.
I did it. So I went on the air and blasted Oprah. said some stuff, you know, that I know.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oprah? It was my buddy. Yeah. So,
oh
bottom line, we did that. And
wow.
Ray came on the air and said, thank you, Brian. And she pretended that, oh, my. Oh, yeah. How did you know, it was an actress thing. Oh, where did you get that at? You know, it's like,
you serious?
Anyway.
She gave you the information that came on your show and was like,
yeah.
Oh, you did such a great job.
Right. Right. And
wait,
then she threw
you gave
me
information to leave.
Right.
Under
and she
bus.
Threw me to the wolves. She kicked me. She threw me to the wolves. On edge, because she wouldn't admit anything or anything. I go, yeah, and I couldn't, and I promised that I would not mention her name. And she goes, oh, Brian, I don't know where you hear that. She set me up, threw me to the
wolves. Oh, my God.
I took a break. I was whispering. I have this thing in private here in Blog Talk, and I whispered to my
you go put him behind the scenes.
Right. I'm going, what the fuck is she doing? She goes, I don't know. I said, she's throwing me to the woods, to the wolves. And she goes, well, let me talk to her. I go, yeah. And so she went in to talk to her, and I went to a commercial break and came back. I said, everything cool? She goes, yeah, everything's cool. Are you sure everything? Okay, I'm going to open up her mind. Okay, we're back with Ray. And Ray, you know, I'm hoping everything works out with you and Oprah. Well, Brian, I don't know where you got that information. I go, what? I go, what? Yeah.
Damn, you opened her mind, so she threw you on the bus again?
Again. Two times. Again.
Oh, my God.
So, because she didn't want to get sued. So we did the show. She left. And then she did. She was on another show, and I forgot what it is. And my executive producer gave me the link. I was listening to the show, and I said, hi. No, it was her Facebook. She was doing the live Facebook thing and everything. And I go, oh, hi. And I said, hi, Ray. And she goes, oh, this is Brian, everybody. I go, oh, shit. And now she introduced me. This is Brian, everybody. You know, like I was some kind of piece of trash. I go, yeah,
but
I just want to.
You being recorded. If we're having a
right.
call, I know we recorded live on the radio, but it's a whole other thing when you being in a personal conversation and you being introduced, like, you know what's going on. Hold
exactly. And she treated me like dirt. Okay, Brian, you know, I'm doing this this thing. I just wanted to say hi. We miss you on the show. Oh, the show is a good show. Yeah, thank you. And she was going off on something else. And I said, hey Ray, why don't you just call my executive producer and let's see if you come back on. Oh, I'm not going to call that show anymore. I go, oh, now you're going to insult my show? She goes, yeah. You know, I don't like how it's displayed. Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah. So she got in a lot of shit for that, you know, and people heard it and everything because I mentioned Oprah, and they sent her Oprah the link. Her lawyers got it. It was a whole piece of shit that went down on that. She threw me to the wolves. She just threw me to the
God.
Wolves.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a lot of that happening.
I'm glad you still heard it because when you in certain beasts, with certain people, you don't recover. So, it's a testament.
I know.
I'm saying that.
I know. Like, yeah. You know, some people would have got intimidated. That's true. That's true. And I, you know, and she was with her friends and a lot of those actors, and I was in her thread. And, you know, I held her own. I know what was going on. And I still kept her secret. I should have blasted the bitch. But I couldn't. Because I know it would be hearsay. It would be hearsay because
royalty.
Yeah, it wouldn't have done me any good.
Black royalty. She's
right.
One of the first billionaires. Not million, billion. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's certain people you can bring drama to, but some people you can't.
I know. And there's some. I got more backlash from me going after Oprah than when I did, ex-President Trump. And they came after me with that. But I got more with Oprah.
I mean, it's a different thing. I'm sorry. I can deal with the Trump backlash, but Oprah, kids like milk. You know, you can't give them a coat and give a baby a coat. She might sip it, but she's like, I want that milk. I need my milk. You know what I'm saying? They know they need yeah. to live.
That's
Come
true.
On, man. That's Oprah.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. And you know what I found out about people? I found out of people is that it doesn't matter. And I found this out with Trump over the years because they should do Trump 3 years in a row. It doesn't matter. They love them. They idol them. They worship them. And when you say anything bad, they don't hear it. They don't care. Whatever they believe in, they believe.
But you said they idol them. Why would they hear what you're going to say negative towards that? It don't work.
Right.
It don't add up.
It was one of my biggest mistakes. It was one of my biggest mistakes I did. I did a lot. And what the hell? I'm still standing.
Yeah, amen. And I love that energy. Yes, you did a lot. Yesterday is gone. It's a canceled
yes.
check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Right now it's cash in hand. That's why I live off cash in hand. I can't talk about tomorrow. I can't tell you about yesterday, but I can tell you about right now. You're live. Brian and Harry got
know.
In the morning show. Come on, let's get it.
I know, right? Right? I got to remember. So I talked to my girlfriend. She goes, what? I go, blah, 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 blah. She goes, Oprah? I go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You what? I go, okay, conversation over. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Why are you doing that to Oprah? You don't hear my fight. I don't care. She's Oprah.
Yeah, agree. I'm sorry, but I agree.
Yeah,
if
yeah, I
people,
know.
You can screw over.
I know.
I mean, Bill Cosby touched all the women, did all that stuff. But when it came to it, everybody pulling pops, they forgot about Fat Albert. Hey. Man, none of that. Nah, he was like, nah, bro, you touch a woman, we ain't dealing with you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm not making this up. This is real life reality. I'm just saying, it's
it
a
is.
Different world we live in. And back in the day, you did some jacked up stuff. It's one thing, but now you do it, it's on the internet, and it's out there forever. They got video on it. And they got likes, comments. You feel me?
Yeah, I do. I do feel you. It's a bad. You should do a radio show. You got a good subject, Pastor Don.
Oh yeah, I've done thousands of shows, man. I focus on business education. I don't want people out here spending their money. This is the beginning of the year. Anybody on the sound of my voice, make sure your business is right, because if you got all this money and you don't have no business, you're gonna be broke at some point.
That's true.
I'm focusing on tomorrow. I'm living in the day,
right.
But I'm thinking about tomorrow.
Right. I like what you said. Today's a cash day. Tomorrow's a promissory note. I love that, man.
Yep.
I love that phrase.
Today's cash in hand.
Yeah.
Hand, brother.
Wow.
go to the rent man and say, I'm going to take you the check that's going to be good in 4 months. I am. Hey, like, get up out of my spot. Okay, you got it in 4 months. You can come back here, but if you ain't got it now, you got to go.
I have done that. This is back in the day. Back in the day when stores took checks. Back in the day. Y'all don't even know that anymore. When you used to write a check. Well, somebody still writes checks to them.
Oh, yeah.
To the store, and it's like when I was starving, man. I mean, I lived even when I was in college. I lived on Top Ramen and everything. But when I was going through the acting bullshit, I was living on just beans and I did a lot of creative things with Top Ramen. Top Ramen with hot dogs. Top Ramen with hamburger. I did a lot with Top Ramen. Saved my life.
Yes.
Back then, you get what, like 10 of them for like 10 cents or something. I don't know, but noodles.
Yeah, you get 10 for a dollar.
It used to be
10 for a dollar.
Exactly. Yeah. It was, and it was funny because I started to get my name. He started to recognize me. The crew started to come. I had no money at all. I was starving. And the crew said, you know, I'm working for Brian. I go, you want to be part of my crew? Yeah, I want to be part of my crew. Okay, fine. You're part of my crew. Now you have to buy lunch. She goes, buy lunch? You have to buy lunch. And that was the tradition.
That was the buy-in. You had to buy lunch. Like, I don't want to be a part of school because
exactly.
Y'all guys, I got it. Why I got to always fan? You feel me? I'm just asking. I'm just like, man.
Yeah. And I wrote checks. I'll be honest. I have written checks that are going, I hope it doesn't. I have went shopping.
They was bouncing everywhere.
Yes, it was like a Laker game. I knew.
Oh, my God.
That when I wrote this check that it was going to be bad. I knew this. And I knew. And I said, okay, I'm gonna get the good stuff. It's gonna be bad, right? You know these people with low self-esteem. They'll go, I know the check is bad, so they'll go get little items like a can of beans and maybe a soda. I go, no.
You're getting big stuff.
I'm getting big stuff. Baby, get the steak. What? Get the steak. Check bad anyway. You know.
Oh wow.
I would load up the cart. I would load up the car to be back in the day, and it'd be like $60. Back in the day, that was a lot.
You can't do that now. Everything is GPS.
Exactly.
Instant. Whether you got the money, when it says decline, you can't get nothing. But back in the day, you could do that. You could do that.
Exactly. And, I mean, I did have a job. Not like it was fraud, but let's just say I didn't have enough to take care of it when it came through. I had priorities, you know what I mean? I had to pay my weed man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I
oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
It's like, when did the weed man have a collection agency? It's like, Brian.
Oh, my God.
We did in California, man. It's like, you know, and he goes, I swear to God, it's like, he cut me off. I go, let me have some weed. He goes, you haven't paid me for the last thing. I go, yeah, I know. I'm going to pay for this one, and then I'll get you that one next month. Brian, I'm going to have cut you off.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
What? I go, what the fuck? He goes, okay, fine. Fuck you. I'll go somewhere else. He goes, okay. This is actually true. I get a call a week later. Are you Brian Jackson? I go, yeah, who are you? You know Daryl. Daryl who? You know Daryl with weed? Yeah, Daryl. What's up with Daryl? You owe money. I said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you just letting me know that I owe money? Let him know that I'm going to pay him next. No, it was no threat. It was like, Brian, you got to pay Daryl. I go, Daryl's an idiot. Brian, you owe Daryl like $200. And I said, oh, tell you what, give me some more weed. And I'm going to sell it, and I can pay Daryl. He goes, motherfucker, you're going to sell our own weed? Why not? You got the balls.
Wow.
Yes, I do. And I go, okay.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I'm saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write Daryl a check. Okay, we'll take a check. You take a check? Okay, I mean, I'm going
to
take a check.
You
just don't put his name.
Weed, man?
Exactly. He's dumb enough to take a check.
Weed man
takes a check. And he goes,
okay.
It was
God,
the dumbest thing. Yeah, I'm writing a check for marijuana. Back then it was illegal. Writing it for illicit drugs and illegal drugs. He goes, no, don't put that down in the memo because you had a memo thing. So just write it to cash.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Just put it to cash and we're good. Okay, how much is it? He goes, what is it? And I did the same thing with a hooker in Boston. I did the same thing. So, he goes, it'd be blah, blah, blah. I go, you know what? I'm going to give him a tip. I knew the check was bad. It was horrible. I'm going to give him a tip anyway. Okay. He goes, oh, Brian, you're generous. And there, and yeah, you tell Daryl that he owes me an apology and everything. I said, you know, I'll give him a tip. He goes, you're going to give him a tip? I go, yeah. He goes, you could have bought a dime bag. I said, okay, send me a dime bag. It's in the check. He goes, all right, I'll give you a dime bag. Meet me here. Okay, fine. So I got some more weed on the bad check. Wrote, gave him the check. Of course, it bounced.
That's fucked up. Lord,
yeah, I know, right? I have been a bad boy. Oh, smoking weed. Can you imagine a drug dealer? Yes, write me the check to. I'm gonna go to the bank and get.
Oh my God! You bounce a check and you got no.
I know. I bounced a check for weed. I knew it. I felt so bad, but I eventually, He got pissed off, but I eventually paid him when I got some money. I go, come here, you fucker. Here you go. Here's $300. Oh, all right, thanks a lot.
You paid him. Hold on. Wait. You can say that,
I asked him if I could make payments. Can I make payments like 10? He goes, this is not no fucking finance company. I go, hey, cool it.
Wow. You bought the check to him and put him on the payroll? Oh my God. How much is it? I can't see.
I know.
You got balls, bro. I'm sorry. Wow.
I know. Who writes a check to a drug dealer? I know.
Oh my God. I wish I could. Oh, this is recorded. All I got to do is send the people in. That was a great story. That was classic.
I went to the last story I'm going to tell you, we'll get back to Jeffrey Epstein. The last story I told you on weed, I did bad things when I was on weed. I go to Boston, first time I was in Boston, look at Boston, and I'm there in Boston, beautiful Boston. I was in a town called Lowell. And I go, okay. Lowell was a small town. It was like a mill town. So I walked out of the house. I still had my traveler's check from California. I put a traveler's check back in the day. And then it says massage. I go, massage? Ooh. So I go in.
Oh, man, I already know.
And these women were scantily dressed with thongs, and they had shit on. They had little tassels on their nipples. I'm going, I'm saying, did I click my heels three times? No place like home. No place like home. You know what I mean? I felt good.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
I go in, and then they're playing pool, and this one girl, her butt, good morning. Wait a minute. Good morning. How you doing, my little tarot card reader?
I'm fine.
My world psychic is here. I'm sorry, baby. Patricia here. Patricia Oberlin is here, and Patricia was nice enough to sponsor the show with Pat Oberlin Bakery, home of patty cakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I suggest to get the mushroom pie. Mushroom pie is delicious.
A mushroom pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mushroom pie. Mm. You'll be tripping for a while. And as Pat it says right on the register. Keep on tipping while you're tripping. That's what it says right on her register.
Oh, wow. Keep on tipping while you're tripping. I heard you say
keep on tipping while you're tripping. Patty cake. And she has her companion, Mr. Fred. Hello, Mr. Fred. Finally, we're going to get to talk to Fred. This is the year. Every time I said Mr. Fred, he stops meowing, but I think I got him. Mr. Fred. Hey, there you go, Mr. Fred. He's talking to me. Yes, I know. I know, Mr. Fred. I know. I know all about you, Canadian cat. Yeah, Pat, I was telling Pastor Don Jr., CEO with the winning team, weed makes me do bad things, and right now I'm really high, Pat. I'm kind of weeded out. I smoke show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm indulging. There's a new law here in California. It starts the first. It already started. There's a new law in California. If a guy shows up at his job smelling like weed, you cannot ask him where he did it or if it's weed. You cannot ask him that. He can show up in your job and he smells like weed. You cannot ask him anything. You can't ask him shit. You cannot ask him, are you high? Have you been smoking? You cannot say any of that or he can sue you. It started in California 2 days ago. How's that? Isn't that interesting in California?
That's good, actually.
Yeah. I mean, my God.
They had to spend time and put the paperwork down and have meetings and all this and figure the law not to ask somebody if they're hot.
Yeah, you can't. It's against the law to ask them that. So if next time you have surgery and your surgeon smells like weed, you cannot say, Doc? No, you can't ask him that. He goes in there, and if you're a man, you could become a girl. You know, he just take things out of you. I want to say that can happen. You cannot ask him if he's high. You cannot ask. But going back to that quick Boston story, and last thing I did, because I was a naughty, naughty boy, so I go in there, and there's this girl. She saw me, and I go, okay, I saw her. And then she slowly bent over, and she smiled at me, and I saw the thong goes up, woohoo. And I go, wow, look at that butt. And she smiled at me. She goes, do you want to? And then she put that pool cue in her. You know how they make that move with the pool cue between her fingers, and she chalked it up, and I go, oh, I love pool. I love pool, 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 pool. And, of course, I'm so cool that I went over there and I jeweled on a pool table. She goes, do you play? I go, yeah, I play. She goes, here we go. So she racked it up. This is all true story. She broke. She goes, I guess you're stripe and I'm solid. I go, yeah, I'm stripe. She goes, you got some big balls over there. I go, uh-huh. I'm on wheat, and I did it. I'm one of these things, Pat, and I'm one of these things, Pastor, that I tell people. So if I act an idiot, I have an excuse. I'm on wheat. She goes, you're on wheat? I go, yeah. She goes, you have any more? I go, no. No. She goes, you start with you. I said, and then all these girls were around. I said, I'm a wheat. I'll pick you. And she goes, you're going to pick me? I go, yes. She goes, let's go into a room and get a massage. I go, okay. And she gave me a massage, and she goes, do you want something extra? I go, like what? And then she grabbed me by my woohoo. I go, ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I go, extra. She goes, yeah, I swear to God, this is how it works. And she goes, and she was going up and down on it, and I lost my mind because I was on weed. And then she goes, do you like to have extra? I go, I like extra, love extra. She goes, well, extra's going to cost you $50. I go, extra's going to cost me $50.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here's Laverne. That's interesting. Hold on 1 second. That's my phone.
Wow.
Hold on. This is my phone. That's my phone.
Oh, wow.
I lost Vern. Wait.
Jesus.
Huh? That's my... I lost Laverne. Wait a minute. Let me call her back. Hold on before... Because Laverne rarely calls me. That tells me maybe Blog Talk is acting a fool. Laverne, I'm calling you back.
It's been acting a fool.
Is it?
For the last few weeks, yes. It's been acting a plum fool.
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail.
Huh. Okay. Laverne, it went right to your voicemail. If you can give me a call back, that'd be cool. Hello, Laverne. Hi, baby.
Good morning. That was an accident, sweetheart.
Oh, well, you know what? Even your butt call is sweet. Thank you.
But
thank
I didn't mean to call the show. Good morning,
you
Ted.
Did?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
And good morning, Pastor Don, CEO. But I have a message for Pastor Don, CEO.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
I'm here, or would you like one?
Pastor Don, CEO, don't get mixed up with Brian like T.D. Jackson did it.
I'm
with him. Pastor's one thing. He done met Donnell Green. You feel me? I know him very many years. So, hey, I appreciate you, but you can't save me. I'm already here.
You're going to be my new Bishop Jake. Don't you get mixed up with that boy.
CEO, I love Brian, too.
Oh, come on, man. Nah, Brian's my guy. I brought him a lot of talent, a lot of people, a lot of makers.
Yes,
but
did.
One thing I can say about him, he is a black Howard Stern. The reason why I say this is Howard Stern did something for radio. He transcended broadcasting forever. Hammer's doing that on the internet. everything Howard Stern did, Hammer's going to do bigger and better things, and he's doing it with a better energy because he's here. That's why it's special for me, because I see it, and I'm actually helping the process.
Oh,
I heard
that.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
But you know what, Brian? We should bring Howard Stern.
You know, he's so used to it. He has so many safe things that I can't get through to him. I never tried. Mm-hmm. But he's been on it. He's really hip to it. I couldn't even get near him, you know. But we should, right?
He may be used to it, but he may not be used to the prankster calling back the pranker.
Yeah, I would have to do something really crazy, like calling drunk or high, that he would put me on the air to go, hey, we got this caller who's high. Because Howard Stern likes to prank callers when they call, too.
Right.
I listen to it. So I would have to come in like I'm really high or I'm really on some hype drugs or something like that, and he might put me on the air and I could prank him. You're absolutely right. We should try that, right? People were saying you got to get back at him. I just don't know if I could. But, Laverne, sure. You cracked me up. Now, do you recognize your voice now? Who's that caller? And I was addressing you in the beginning, like, Laverne, what do you think?
Your voice was on there. Believe it or not, my voice wasn't up there because I listened to it again as you played it again today. And Melissa answered for me. When you said, Laverne, are you going to church? And Melissa said, yes.
But you said, who's the caller?
No, that wasn't me either. I think that was Melissa, too.
No. Are you serious?
I did not hear my voice. I mean, I was there.
Let me see.
But I didn't say anything.
I swear, to this day, I could. If they put me on a stand and said, "Ryan, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth," yeah, I swear to tell. All right, I put my hand on the Bible. Yeah, I was Laverne. I would put my hand on the Bible. Oh,
I know you truly believe that, but I bet you. Pastor Don has heard my voice now. Pat has heard my voice now. If you were to play it over, let them judge to see if they hear my voice.
Okay. All right. Deal. Here it is. Let's listen.
Who am I? Dostoevsky? What is
two,
it? Hey, you guys
want to
hear a good phony phone call?
Sure.
This is fucking hardcore.
Listen to her when she says, who is the caller? That's the one I want you guys to key on. Who is the caller? Here we go.
Who am I? Dostoevsky? What is this? Hey, you guys want to hear a good phony phone call?
Sure.
This is fucking hardcore. It's really great. The boys took my voice and had me call into a religious internet show. Keep in mind that it's a religious show because I sound like I'm insane. So without further ado, here is your phony phone call for the day. Enjoy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Are you going to church, Laverne? Are you going to go to service on Sunday?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hold on, kiddo. Hold on. Hello, 337.
Hi, it's Howard.
Hey.
Well, yesterday this song was stuck in my head. I don't know the lyrics, but I can't remember who does this song. You could probably help me out.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have first time you came on the show. I'm sure you didn't come on the show to play Name That Tune.
I'll sing it for you.
Oh, all right. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead.
Take it to the mountain. You could take it to the
Wow. You have to sing a little bit more for
me.
You have to sing a little.
You can take it to the mountain.
You have to sing a little bit more.
You can jump into the fire, but you'll never be free. No.
I don't.
Jesus Christ.
You know it. Of course you know it.
I don't remember that song, so that song is stuck in your head, huh?
Yes. Hello?
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all.
You can take it to the mountain.
I know what you're talking about.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, they played part of it in Goodfellas.
What?
Do you remember that part of Goodfellas when he was running in the helicopters?
No.
Driving from the
blah,
helicopters?
Blah, 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 blah. I've had it.
Wow.
He's upset. He's,
all right. Shut up.
Come on. You're not.
Fuck you.
Wait a minute.
See,
I hate you.
Come on.
You fuck.
What kind of thing is this?
Well, first of all, you are a cunt.
Oh, hey, not on Easter.
Shut up, you fuck.
Hey.
You fucking fat cunt.
Oh, cunt. Oh, Jesus, help
get
me.
Off my phone.
You called me.
Who is this? Who's the caller?
Oh, you
right.
Fucking asshole.
Right there.
How dare
this
you?
This is a religious show.
Right there. Judge,
okay,
that
man.
Was Laverne.
That did yeah. Kind of sound like me, that one right there. It did.
That was you.
Okay, you
know,
got me on that.
I know your voice anywhere, sweetheart. I got you.
Yeah, I think you do.
Wow, over the years we had some really good stuff going on in this show. Over the years, right? I didn't get the chance to do the year in review. I didn't get a chance to do. This was the first year I didn't do the countdown, so my balls could drop and everybody was sitting there and we could celebrate my balls dropping. I didn't get to do that. So this is a new year.
Oh my God.
Y'all don't believe wow. Bran, they have already dropped.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow. This
okay.
Is Laverne 2.
You.
This is Laverne 24.
I love you.
Oh, I don't know how to handle Laverne 24. Oh, my God. Wow. I know, Mr. Fred. I know. Yes, that is Laverne. Yes, that is. I know you can't believe it either. Jeffrey Epstein, everybody. The list is coming out. And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. They're going to name names. And here we go. Hundreds of sealed court filings about Epstein, the accused sex trafficker who hanged himself inside of jail. People, there's controversy about that, why he hung himself, or did he hang himself, or was people helping him? Who knew? And also, I'm still on this immigrants thing. You know, y'all, I really need, we have a lot of, we got diversity, and we got, oh, the 111s are coming in. We got diversity here in this studio right now. And everybody's an American except for one. I don't want to mention who she is because I want her to feel comfortable. Right, Pat? So we're cool. But Pat can tell too. So I talked about the DACA people. I'm not going to go into it. And basically, what could go wrong when you have a DACA, an undocumented person in a police uniform, wearing a gun, able to arrest you? And you got to think, and they started this in California 2 days ago, what could go wrong? And I'm saying that if you have people in Mexico, if you got grandma in Mexico, and you got the cartel there, grandma's living in a bad neighborhood, and you're sending money to grandma, or you're sending money to somebody in Jamaican, you don't think you could be compromised if the cartel says, you know what, we got Juan who's a cop in East L.A. We got a lot of people in jail in East L.A. You don't think he could be compromised? That you got family here and that we could kill your family if you just, if you ignore, don't bust so-and-so who's selling the drugs? You don't think he can be compromised? I'm saying it's a bad idea. I'm pleading my case. It's a bad idea. So I'm going to go to you, Laverne, because you're the most liberal person and nice person. How do you feel about that? Undocumented workers, immigrants, able to be law enforcement officers in California. How do you feel?
I don't care. I don't care for that.
I know, right? The argument that I had with Cindy is like, I said, Cindy, this is not good. It could be compromised. Well, they're going to be better. I go, why are they going to be better? Because they're not going to risk their job. I go, it's not about them risking their job. They're going to be compromised. And either way, it's not going to turn out good, because I'm going to say something. I said it before 10 minutes on the show. You're going to get a lot of people who are not going to like it when they stop them. You're going to get a lot of people who are not going to like it.
and they're going to challenge them when they stop them. And the first one of those guys kills someone, can you imagine? Okay, can you imagine the headline, undocumented police officer kills black man while running? Undocumented police officer puts knee on black man, he dies, he can't breathe. Can you imagine that headline? Can you imagine that at all? I mean, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, the winning king, can you imagine that headline? I mean, how would you feel?
Undocumented police officer. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine that at all, period.
Right. Yeah, I mean, oh, God, I just, we have that now. We have that in California. What do you think, Pat? And, Pat, you're in Canada. You got the immigrant flow, too. You got a lot of stuff. You didn't care. We had the story. You said, I don't mind. How do you feel about it, Pat, that you have an undocumented person in Canada that now could be a – I forgot what you guys call them. Do you call them bobbies? We call them police officers.
No, we call them police.
You call them police? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they were totally checked out by the police first. I don't see why not. If they were really checked.
Well, yeah, but how would you feel like if they busted somebody on drugs and took drugs off the street, weed, let's say weed and everything, because they're not illegal, and these undocumented workers are just going crazy? Would that bother you because they're undocumented in Canada and they're just not really a citizen, that it could affect the economy?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, legal weed does bring in a lot for the economy, but what do you think, Pat?
I don't know. I don't have a thing against it. I don't.
Okay.
I don't like. Yeah, there is certain circumstances where it's a bad idea, but
yeah.
I think all in all, if the person is really checked out and they decide they're okay, probably better than some of these guys coming out of high school that want to be cops.
Well, I understand that on a surface, but I'm just saying they're more apt to be compromised if they still have family in the other country and it's run by cartels and everything, and they find out that they're law enforcement officers here and there's people in jail, and I think they could be compromised. I'm sorry. I think they could. Easy. If I'm an undocumented.
Everybody could be, Brian. When it comes to that, anybody can be.
But here in Canada, and we got some safeguards here. We got that's good. I understand. Well, how do you feel about the same thing that I said, that undocumented workers have full insurance, health insurance, Medi-Cal in California? They got full health insurance. How do you feel about that, Pat? And they're undocumented.
It's strange from being in the U.S., but I think it's a good idea.
Wow. Wow. You know, I go with Laverne because I think Pastor Don Jr. is asleep on me. I think he passed out. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see if he's asleep. Hold on. I think he's asleep. Do I have a horn in my studio to wake him up? This will wake him up. Watch. This will wake him up. Watch.
Can you dig it?
Nope. Didn't do it. Well, that's... My show will put you to sleep. I'm telling you that. Laverne, do you have a problem with illegal documents being fully covered with health insurance and some Americans are not?
Sorry. I had something on.
Yeah, it's okay. I think Laverne's asleep now.
That's a problem.
And that's my thing. You got a lot of Americans who are uninsured right now. They're coming over the border, and I'm not just saying Mexicans. We got Jamaicans coming over the border. We got Indians coming over. We got Chinese. Whatever. We got Haitians coming over the border. And as soon as they reach the States, they're fully covered. Fully covered.
And remember, when Obama was in office, they made people, uninsured people, to be insured.
Right.
Or you were fined.
Right. We sound like a bunch of conservative bastards, but a lot of people here cannot afford insurance, and if they are having insurance, they're paying out of their ass. But yet, we got them in California, police officers. And why are we even using the word citizenship? If you have somebody that can come over the border, you can be a police officer, and you get full benefit. I would just cross the border for the health insurance.
I fly cook.
It's a mom may.
In my
car. Some of them may be coming over, like you said, for everything, yeah. Free housing, insurance, and
yes.
Jobs.
Yes.
They get a
they're putting up. They're putting them up in the hotels right now as we speak. The Hilton and all these hotel rooms and old hotel rooms. With full health care, jobs, and not to mention full. Some of them are getting full benefits. I mean, I know. Wow. I mean, I don't want to sound like a bastard, but I know there's a lot of people here. And that's in California, some states. I wonder the states. These are the states right now that are giving immigrants full housing. And everything like this. I you know Chicago's one. The states are giving health, H-E-A, health care to immigrants. Here we go. G-R-E-N-T. Okay, let's see what we come up. I know it's not just California. More states extended health care to immigrants even as issue. Utah and other states expand health care. Okay, here we go. Let's see what they are. States expand health coverage for immigrants as GOP hits Biden over boarding crossing. I just want to know. Washington, D.C., which is not a state, by the way. In January, Republican control Utah will start covering children regardless of immigration status, while New York and California will widen the eligibility to cover more adults. So you got New York, you got California. And you got Utah, who is doing this. And they're not listing all the states. There you go. They're starting off, and California is starting this. As estimated, half of the people living in the U.S. without authorization are uninsured, according to the KFF Los Angeles Times survey. That's more than five times the uninsured rate for U.S. citizens. Immigrants lacking authorization are ineligible for federal health programs, but states can use their own money. The states can use their own money to provide coverage through Medicaid, the state federal insurance program for low-income people. California was the first state to begin covering immigrants regardless of their legal status, starting with children in 2016. This is a real reflection of the conflict we have in our country and how states are realizing we cannot ignore immigration communities simply because of their immigration status. Many of millions of people without permanent legal residency have been in the United States for decades and have no path to citizenship. Wow. So this is going to lose. Biden's going to lose on this alone, I guarantee you, because people have had enough of this. Illinois is another one. More adults lacking authorization, counting 5%. It will expand coverage to people aged 26 to 49, regardless of their immigration status, benefiting an estimate of 700,000 additional Californians. Here we go. Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington State also provide full coverage to some people living in the U.S. without authorization. New York and Washington States are expanding their eligibility this year. Oregon, Colorado, New Jersey, Minnesota will follow. There you go. There you go.
You know it's got to be a political agenda behind all this because
sure. It
doesn't make any sense that the people in the United States, like you said, have to have insurance and those that's coming in illegal don't get it. So, you know, it's crazy. And I think Biden has been taken out off the ballot in Florida and Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I know they're trying to. Let me check that out. I know they were trying to.
Yeah, check it out so you know how I get.
No. You listen. No, stop. You get
wrong.
Good.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong sometimes, too.
Well, let me see. Republicans float booting Biden off state ballots after Trump ruling. Mark Cuban suggests Biden take a page from Trump's playbook. I agree with you, Lieutenant Governor wants Biden kicked off the state ballot. Lieutenant Governor, they haven't done it yet. They just want it. Here's the fool right now talking about it.
So Florida and Texas haven't done it.
They haven't done it yet. Well, they can't. See, people don't understand. I mean, here's the thing. We're not stupid. If you did, the reason Trump is off the ballot is because he was treason. He tried to take over the Capitol. He tried to mess with our election. There was a reason. You can't just sit there going, okay, just because Trump is off the ballot, now let's see if we can take Biden. You have to have a reason to do it. You have to have some evidence that he's done something. And so far, Biden hasn't done anything under Amendment 14, Section 3 of treason to be taken off the ballot. So that's just talk. He has done nothing to be – the reason Trump's getting taken off is because he did treason. So there you go. They will. Let me tell you what Trump does, and it has hit us. And Trump is a master at that. He would throw up shit. He would throw up like Ted Cruz's grandfather tried to kill John F. Kennedy or something, assassination. And they asked Trump, "Hey, Trump, how did you get that when Ted Cruz, do you really believe that?" And Trump will say, "Well, that's what I heard." That's what you heard. So Trump tries to pull up shit so people can talk about it. And that's what they're doing now. They're throwing up shit. Well, we're thinking about putting Biden off some of these things. We're going to put it out there. And we're hoping somebody runs with it, that it picks up steam. And because here's the fact, you can't do it. You cannot do it unless he broke the law or he broke some kind of treason law with the United States of America. Short of that, all you're doing is just saying, okay, what about Biden? We're making moves. And it's the same thing with Hunter Biden. They got nothing, but they're putting it out there. And that's how they won the election with Hillary. Hillary would have won until Comey says, you know what, I'm going to look into these emails. And then Comey says, you know, I didn't find anything, but it was too late, and that's why Hillary left. So that's what they're doing. This is their tactic that they're doing all over again. Don't be fooled. We're going to get right to the story with Jeffrey Epstein right now. You know, there's some birthdays. My girlfriend has a birthday tomorrow. And there's some people who are dear to me have birthdays the 1st of January, really close to me. Happy birthday. And she's from Canada. Happy birthday, sweetheart. You know you are. Hers was January. Mine was December. I didn't get a chance to do our birthday thing. So for all you people in December, you have birthdays, and some of you people in January up until now have birthdays, this is your birthday song. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Epstein, and his list is coming out, y'all, and we'll be right back. This is to all you people who have birthdays.
to take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ass, I'm getting to take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 G's, 29's in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. Roll that. Watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the day, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas should tell you I'm loco. When you're playing it to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. I show you this, filling my staff, filling my flow. A girl so what did they buy, and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ace, if you're in the take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ace, if you're in the take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, guys. My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the bitch, and she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Just talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. Niggas hate to let them hate, them want the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of blow. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, you see in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you see in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, you see in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you see in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. See you.
Happy birthday to us and to people in January. Go shorty, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Yeah, that's it, sense, everybody. You know, Epstein, you know, I have a problem with Epstein, and I'm going to tell you about this girl. I'm going to have a problem with this girl. We did this story. We're talking about Epstein. Here we go. Jeffrey Epstein, and the list is coming out. And people are going, ooh, who's on that list? Ooh, we got Bill Clinton and we got Trump. Trump's up there dancing with the hoes. Yeah, you know. And the whole thing of it is that these girls, and they were girls. They were not women. They were girls. There's some girls up in there. And these guys. He was a financier, and then he partied with the guys. And these guys knew that they were young girls, young girls, young girls. The list is coming out. Ooh, people are saying they're going to get worried. They're going to get scared. Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers did something stupid. If you guys don't know who Aaron Rodgers is, Aaron Rodgers used to play a quarterback for help me out. Oh, my God. Green Bay. Now he's a quarterback for the Jets. Aaron Rodgers. You know Aaron Rodgers. Stupid Aaron Rodgers. He's not the brightest guy in the world. Aaron Rodgers doesn't like to be – he doesn't like people who are not vaccinated. He thinks people who are vaccinated are sheep, that they're stupid. He'll never get vaccinated. He'll put that poison in your vein. That's what Aaron Rodgers believes. I'm not saying his belief is stupid. You know, some people have that belief, and I'm beginning to believe with him. Because, you know, you guys got to understand, when you get vaccinated, it's only a short period of time. 3-4 months, you're protected. After that, you're not protected. But you still got that, if you want to call it poison in your system, you still have it in your system. And you're not really that protected. Okay? So anyway, some people believe it's all about Big Pharma. So apparently Aaron Rodgers was doing a show, and this is what happened. You guys know Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is a late-night talk show host, you know. You guys all know him. Here's the headline. Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers, a timeline of their feud. Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers' drama started even before the athlete accused the talk show host of being associated with Jeffrey Epstein. There they go. And I don't see him with Epstein at all, but Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers have not seen eye to eye over the years. Their drama started in 2021 when Jimmy, 56, rammed Aaron, 40, for not getting vaccinated. Let's stop right there. So you slammed him for not getting vaccinated. Now, that's what started the feud. You know, people are crazy. You know, I know they get a scare. They're saying the people who are not vaccinated, those are the people who are spreading the shit. And you're going to get, and we need to get, and how we're going to stop it is we got to get more people vaccinated. That's how we're going to kill it. But those people who are not vaccinated are the ones who are starting all the shit and all the trouble. That's how it was. So it was almost, they got to a point where they said, if you're not even vaccinated, you know, don't bother. We even got to the point where with jobs, we try to get rid of the unvaccinated people. Well, you can't get a job unless you're vaccinated. Well, I don't want to get vaccinated. Can't work here. So we started that controversy. If you were not vaccinated, nobody was going to hire you. You had to wear a mask. And by the way, the masks are starting to come back, by the way. So we didn't like the unvaccinated people. They were evil. They were possessed by the unvaccinated demon out there. I mean, I don't know how it was in Canada. I'm sure Canada had a little bit more relaxed laws, but here in the States, we went cuckoo. So now we got the fight. Jimmy started it. I'm saying Jimmy started it because he started to get mad at Aaron because he was not vaccinated. When Jimmy, 56, slammed Aaron, 40, for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 in the height of the pandemic, more recently, the two stars clashed when Aaron claimed that Jimmy had ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Jimmy's been married for like 30 years. The disgraceful financier and registered sex offender who died in prison. Wow. Jimmy did not like that. Jimmy basically said, if you keep saying that shit, we'll be arguing this shit in court. That's basically what he said. It says here, Jimmy went on his late night show and called out Aaron for trying to hide that he wasn't vaccinated, blah, 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 quarterback from Green Bay Packers. Right, and if parachutes are so great, how come 11 people died skydiving last year? The host said on Jimmy Kimmel Live. This was 2021, in response to Aaron's comment about vaccine on the Pat McAfee show. The fact that Pat Oberline, or Oberlein, or over everybody, Pat, hello, baby. Pat, are you vaccinated? Are you vaccinated?
Yeah.
Is John vaccinated?
Yeah, because I have autoimmune disease.
What? How come I'm the last to hear about your health? You know what? I want your full health thing in my email right away. I want to hear everything. I want your health report.
She wasn't vaccinated because of her health.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, Laverne. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is
you
John
know what
vaccinated?
About that, Brian?
What's that,
everyone
Laverne?
That I know that has gotten vaccinated, everyone that I know that has gotten vaccinated has caught it 2 or 3 times.
True. I caught it twice. And you know what, Laverne? This is going to sound crazy. Sometimes I still lose my taste. I mean, sometimes I haven't come back. My nose has kind of been stuffy. I don't know if this is the cause of it, it's the weather, but I feel some stuff with it. I do. Laverne, you're not vaccinated, are you?
Nope.
I remember when I called Laverne. This was like 2 years, 3 years ago. Hey, Laverne, you know, they came out with a vaccine, and Laverne goes, you can have mine. I go, what?
I'm not going to say anything again. When they come back around, you can have mine.
Wow. I have been vaccinated 3 times. The last time I was vaccinated, they gave me a flu shot. And then they said, you know, while I'm here, I'm not kidding. They go, have you had your flu shot? I go, no. She goes, we can give you both. I go, all right, I'm here. Give me my flu shot. Give me my COVID shot. And then they had the nerve to say, do you have your RSV shot, something like that, your respiratory shot? I'm going, enough is enough. You know, enough is enough. Because what is that, all that shit going to get in my body, right? You know, and it stays in you. And you know, if you take an aspirin, it's going to if you take enough aspirins, it could damage your liver. If you take an aspirin, it could do blah, blah, blah. That shit stays in your system. I don't know what that's doing down there. You know,
when they told us it was experimental because they, you know, it was too early to tell what they, you know, if it were going to really work or not. But then, like you said, sometimes people got to use the head because they saying, okay, this is experimental and we thinking that this will help. But yet they're saying that you can lose or you have lost your job because you didn't take it. You can't go to school because you didn't take it. To me, the two didn't make no sense. They made no sense.
I know. And you're right. They try to get the kids they try to force the kids to take it. And they did say they rushed it. We had to do something. It's experimental, so let's just, you know, they rush this shit. And it's like, wow. So I'm not going to take the next one. There's one out right now. I forgot the latest one. I'm not getting vaccinated. They go, do you want to? I go, no, I'm not doing it. Do I regret doing it? I mean, I did catch it. And you know, they tell you, well, if you're vaccinated, you're going to catch it, but it's not going to be as intense if you were not vaccinated. How do you know?
Right. That's because right. How do you know?
Right, because mine was intense. I couldn't taste. I couldn't smell. I couldn't do anything. But, it was horrible for 3 days. My temperature was up. It's like, I got vaccinated.
But I know how they get a lot of the people because they put fear in them. That's how they got most of the people to take it. Mm-hmm.
They scared me. They scared me.
Yeah, they scared a lot of people. You ain't the only
one.
They
did. They scared me. And they said, you know, Brian, what nurse, if you don't get vaccinated, you could end up in the emergency ward. What? Yeah. And then your heart can explode. What? Yeah. And then your breathing can stop. No shit. Yeah. But the people who are vaccinated, that doesn't happen. It don't. No, not at all. Let me just put this poison in your arm. Okay. There you go. That was a sales pitch. Next thing you know, my arm is dead. Walking around with a dead arm for 3 days. Oh, don't touch me. My arm hurts.
You couldn't even sue. If something happened to you, you couldn't even sue. You know, you ain't got laid the stand on if the experimental drug went wrong.
That is true, and they tell you that, too, because you can't sue the companies. It was some things. They made them say, hey, you can't sue us. I mean, even if you turn into a monkey. To this day, I want to scratch behind my back, and I think I grew hair behind my back, and I never grew hair on my back before. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. I look like a werewolf. I look like a werewolf.
Well,
I think it's in my picture.
You scratch something else.
Laverne! I am so
I
shocked.
Come on, Laverne.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my God. What is going on with Laverne 24?
It's a new year.
It's a new year and a new Laverne. I'm not holding back, baby. My indoor voice is coming out. Wow. So I have to finish this story. So Jimmy, and here it is right here. I think this is it live. Let me see if I can get it to you because you're tired of hearing my voice. It's a commercial right now. So this is what's going on with them. So they've been doing this back and forth for a couple of years. And I don't think it was any Jimmy's business if he was vaccinated or not vaccinated. Why do you pick on Aaron Rodgers? But here we go. Here it is.
The whole audience now. We've been bumped up from 50% to 75%. And that's you guys, I guess. I've been told that all 125 members of our audience are tested, vaccinated, and sexually aroused. Is that the case? I love it. You all had an extra hour of sleep last night, theoretically, I guess. Did you get an extra hour of sleep last night?
Yeah, everybody did.
You did.
Yeah.
I didn't. Not me. I did not get an extra hour of sleep because I have a 4-year-old maniac living in my house who loves to wake us up. This is my clock this morning. I took a picture of my clock when my son Billy walked in and tapped me on the head to make him French toast. I knew he wasn't going to eat. 5:59 a.m. You see, that's as blurry as my vision was. And why? Why do we do this to ourselves? Daylight saving time is something Benjamin Franklin, who has been dead for 230 years, came up with as a joke, and it's still screwing with us. It really was. It, for no reason. We don't have to worry about conserving whale blubber for our lamps anymore. Here in California, we voted to end this 3 years ago. We passed Proposition 7, which was supposed to give our local authorities the authority to end daylight saving. That was in 2018. It got 60% of the vote, yet here we are in the dark again at 5 o'clock. I'm going around the house resetting all the clocks, looking at manuals. Enough is enough. I got up before 6 o'clock this morning. Kids don't know it's daylight saving time, okay? I honestly tried to explain it to my 7-year-old daughter yesterday. I finally just gave up. I was like, yeah, go to bed. I don't know what it is. By the way, you know who is in charge of daylight saving for the government? It's the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete is in charge. And last time he was on our show, I asked him to end it. He said he'd see what he could do. You know what he did? He did nothing. He did nothing at all. But now I'm hopeful because Pete Buttigieg has 2-month-old twins now, and now maybe he'll understand what a nightmare this is. Save us, Penelope and Gus Buttigieg. Those are his baby's names. But even history's worst man, Donald J. O. Trump, supports not supporting it. Making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me, he tweeted. This is back when he was allowed to. This is a bipartisan issue. Let's get a hashtag going, whatever we have to do to encourage our Secretary of Transportation to move on this so we don't have to go through it again next year. Hashtag give daylight saving the – oh, no one will be able to spell that. Forget it. The pickleball is in your court, Pete. Get this done. You will be carried through the streets of Washington on the exhausted yet thankful shoulders of this nation's parents. Please get this done. Thank you.
I don't know.
With Verizon Business Unlimited, I get 5G, truly unlimited data.
I'm playing a commercial, and I can't stop this commercial. I'm going to turn it down, but there's still more to it. Reason why they have this feud going on, and he's back right now.
I've had enough. Well, by the way, it only took about 3 weeks, but our crazy ex-president finally weighed in on the tragic onset shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Mara Lardo went on a local radio talk show host podcast to suggest that Alec Baldwin may have loaded the gun himself.
Maybe he loaded it. Who, remember this, who would put a gun, here, Alec, here's your gun. Oh, good. They lift it up, pointed at a person, and pulled the trigger. And, oh, man, a bullet came out. She's dead. So there's something wrong with him. He's a sick guy. I've seen him for years because he did, I thought, a poor job of, you know, imitating me. And Daryl Hammond did a great job, if you remember Daryl.
He started at murder and somehow worked his way around to Daryl Hammond. And if you're wondering how a former president of the United States could say something so reckless, insensitive, and wrong, I'm just surprised it took him this long. I'm almost proud of him for holding out 3 weeks. And then, of course, he tried to claim that it's this Alec Baldwin thing, it's nothing personal.
I don't like him or dislike him. I don't actually know him. But I've watched him over the years because of the fact he did this so much on Saturday Night Live. I've watched him, and he's a cuckoo bird. He's a nutjob. And usually, when there's somebody like that, you know, in my opinion, he had something to do with it.
In your opinion? Why do you have an opinion on this subject? Oh, he hates being made fun of so much, he'll just accuse anyone of anything. This has got to be a tough one for Alec Baldwin's brother, Stephen, because he's a big Trump guy. The guy you love so much has called your brother a murderer. What do you do? What would Jesus do right now? Donald Trump's days are so weird now. It's basically wake up, play golf, say something racist to the housekeeper, casually accuse someone you don't like of a crime, then back to bed to rub one out to OAN. It's really a sad existence. Speaking of fights, have you been following the Twitter feud between Ted Cruz and Big Bird? After the FDA approved the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, Big Bird tweeted, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. You know, Big Bird's like a six-year-old. My wing is feeling a little sore, but I'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. And Ted Cruz, who desperately just wants to be noticed, lashed out. He wrote, government propaganda for your five-year-old. This is how they think. If the government says it, it's propaganda. If Congress does it, it's socialism. If the executive branch does it, it's fascism. If the president says it, he's a dictator. And if the media says it, it's fake news. The elections are rigged. The deep state runs the world. And Big Bird is working for Merck now. And it's interesting because not only is Ted Cruz vaccinated himself, Ted Cruz was born with an immunity that protects him from contracting any friends. And it's, I think maybe Ted's still sore about Big Bird's most recent book, Big Bird Visits Cancun to Find Ted Cruz's Fault. Spoiler alert, he never finds them. So, meanwhile, of all places, Newsmax announced that they will be requiring their employees to get vaccinated, which is, that's like Arby's making their staff go vegan. It makes no sense whatsoever. Today's the deadline for federal workers to be fully vaccinated, and thousands of them are claiming religious exemptions to try to get out of. A religious exemption is basically, it's asking God to write you a note to get out of PE class. It's a fanciful idea, considering the fact that even the Pope supports the vaccine. I don't know, if you can prove you're more religious than the Pope, then I'm okay with it. Otherwise, the Pope of Green Bay is quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's been playing some very spotty defense this week, and you probably heard Aaron Rodgers, who's unvaccinated, tested positive for COVID last week, even though he told reporters he was immunized months ago. He missed the game yesterday. He took a beating on social media, and some of his sponsors are dropping him or slowing down on running his ads. So A-Rod defended himself. He said he tested negative over 300 times before testing positive, which is the same kind of logic your 95-year-old grandmother uses to justify keeping her driver's license. And then Aaron attempted to explain himself on the Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee is a former punter for the Indianapolis Colts, and Aaron was on to fire back at the woke mob.
And I go back to, like, these two questions for the, you know, for this woke mob. Like, number one, if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID and unfortunately dying from COVID?
Right.
Okay.
Jimmy's going to do that, but the vaccine doesn't prevent you to get from COVID. The vaccine is supposed to lessen the blow of COVID. You still get it, but you may not get it that drastically that can harm you or put you in a hospital. That's the vaccine. This is what it's for. We want to keep you out of the hospital, that you don't come up with stuff that'll put you there. That's what it's for. So it's not to keep you from getting it. But here's Aaron Rodgers again. I'm talking about it here. Let's see. Here we go. I think this is it.
Right. If parachutes are so great, how come 11 people died skydiving last year? The fact of the matter is the risk of dying from COVID is 11 times higher if you aren't vaccinated. This was a dumb conversation, but you'll never guess who this whack packer has been getting his medical advice from.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan, after he got COVID, and I've been doing a lot of the stuff that he recommended.
Pat's covering his mouth trying not to laugh. So according to Aaron Rodgers, one of the things Joe Rogan recommended was ivermectin. Here's the thing I don't get. You won't take the vaccine, but you will take ivermectin? I mean, that, you know, good old ivermectin. There's a product I can trust. And by the way, if you're looking for advice from a former host of The Man Show, call me next time, okay? Because I have a...
This is not just 30-minute test results for flu and COVID-19.
Hold on, I'll be right there. It's hot. Coffee is taking a long time. I got this, what do you call this, the coffee? I have the cups. Okay, here it is. Here it is.
Now, how does someone who almost hosted Jeopardy come up with 40 incorrect responses in a row?
I would, you know, add this to the mix as an aside, but the great MLK said that you have a moral obligation to object to unjust rules, and rules that make no sense.
Yeah, but you didn't object. You pretended you were vaccinated and snuck around. Always a good move for a white millionaire to half-quote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., by the way. He's claiming he's being canceled, which is ridiculous. The Packers only scored 7 points without him yesterday. He's not getting canceled. A lot of people are also comparing Aaron Rodgers to Kyrie Irving, and that's not fair. Kyrie Irving is wrong, but at least he's honest. I mean, Aaron Rodgers let everyone around him think he was vaccinated when he was. He's not Kyrie Irving. He's Bernie Madoff, okay? And anyway, I wanted to get to the bottom of this story because I don't think this is just about Aaron Rodgers. It's about a lot of people. Thank you, Cleto. There's about a lot of people who have this kind of line of thinking. So we did some digging, and we're joined tonight by Aaron Rodgers' doctor, Miles Birch Park. And he's with. Thank you for joining us, doctor.
Thanks for having me. But before we go any further, for legal purposes, I need to tell your viewers that I am not technically a doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you then?
I'm a fully licensed homeopathic energy healer / wellness alchemist / vibrologist.
Oh, okay. Well, can you tell us if you consider Aaron Rodgers to be vaccinated?
Yes, I can say that Aaron is fully
vector tested.
What did you say?
He's vector tested. It means he's interested in vaccination,
uh-huh.
And he's heard of vaccination, and he's given being vaccinated a great deal of thought.
Right, but he's not vaccinated.
Oh, God, no. Okay. But don't worry. I know Aaron to be a critical thinker who marches to the beat of his own bongo. And he did everything Dr. Joe and I told him to do.
Well, who is Dr. Joe?
Dr. Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay, yeah. And what specifically did you and Dr. Joe tell him to do?
Well, I started with a baseline medicine that we can all agree on. Bee pollen. Lots of bee pollen. This guy was pounding so much pollen, I thought the bees were going to make him their queen.
Okay. Well, that doesn't really sound like medicine. It sounds like pollen, but...
I disagree.
Oh.
But for legal purposes, I agree.
Okay.
So next, I had him taking hourly sound baths, and if you think COVID responds well to vaccines, wait till you see how it reacts to the vibrations from a handcrafted singing bowl. See? No COVID.
Well, you know, Doug, none of this sounds even remotely helpful at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, there's just some general common sense stuff. You know, I made him run backwards for 10 miles with no shoes.
Uh-huh.
I had him wash his hair with beetroot extract. Gave
uh-huh.
him a handful of loose crystals just to sort of swish around in his mouth for a while.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I really threw the kitchen sink at this thing, by which I mean I took the stuff in the bottom of my kitchen sink, made it into a paste, and put it in his morning matcha.
Oh, and did that work?
It worked amazingly well. And though for legal purposes, I should say it did not work at all.
Oh. Okay.
But his chakras are aligned, his chi is balanced, and his urine has never smelled more like kombucha.
Wait, is that a good thing?
It's a great thing. Look, we should be focusing on what matters. These treatments protected Aaron from getting COVID.
But doesn't he have COVID right now?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Uh-huh.
He may never smell or taste again, which is good because he hates my tabbouleh salad.
Are you doing anything to help him get better?
I've been doing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'd love to hang out and shoot the shaman with you, but I'm sort of in the middle of fleeing the country until this whole media blitz dies down.
Where are you going?
I can't say.
Okay, well, enjoy your trip.
Oh, a trip is something you come back from. This is no trip. I will be faking my own death. Don't tell the government!
I won't. I want your secret to stay with me. Dr. Miles Birchpark, everyone.
Don't forget to put doctor in it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Dr. Miles Birchpark. Thanks for watching.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I know it's long. I didn't expect it to be that long. But there you go. So that's what's going on. So Aaron fired back, saying that Epstein. So Jimmy got after him for not being vaccinated. Sorry, before. Then I think it was last week or whatever. Epstein's list is coming out, and Aaron fired back at Jimmy. And here's what Jimmy wrote on Twitter. And I will repeat what he wrote. Dear asshole. And he spelled asshole with two A's and two S's. Well, wait a minute. Asshole, yeah, the ass is with two S's. Okay. But two A's, I guess the two A's threw me. So it goes A-A-S-S-H-O-L-E. I guess he wanted to do it because he didn't want to. He just did it that way so it doesn't get censored. So Jimmy Kimmel said, "Dear asshole," referring to Aaron Rodgers, "Dear asshole, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft brain wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless..." Okay, let me see. Hold on. Oh, it says show more, but it shows more. I'm hoping that it shows more because it just went off of it. So, you know, it's like... Jimmy, you do this for a living. You go after people. You went after Aaron in the monologue, a 15-minute monologue and all this kind of stuff, calling him an idiot, a whack job and everything. So he hits you back and you come up with, "Dear asshole." And then it says here, Colin Rugg says, I'll give you what Aaron says because it's right here. As soon as this stuff stops, let me see if I can get it. Here's what Aaron said. Let's see if I can get it. I don't know what's going on with my computer. Okay, everything is spinning. That's not good. That's not good. That's not good at all. Everything is spinning. Well, it'll come through when we get it. Now, my thing is, when you know, if you're a late night host and you're going after people, okay, then let them go after you. He's it's supposed. I'm not getting it. It's spinning like a mother. Let me see if I can get this. And I don't know why it's spinning. Let me see here. Well, I can't. So anyway, Aaron says something like, "Oh, that list is coming out, and Jimmy should be nervous. Jimmy Kimmel should be nervous." That's all he said. And that's the response you got from Jimmy Kimmel, "Dear asshole." Here we go. "Dear asshole." Here we go. "Dear asshole, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein. Nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft brain wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court." Now, I ask you, let's just stop right there. I ask you, Jimmy, what are you doing? I mean, you're saying shit about him, you're mocking him, calling him a calling him crazy and everything. Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, by the way. This is his career. And you hit him, and then when he hits you back saying, whoa-oh, and if your name is not on the list, Jimmy, why are you getting so upset? And Aaron says, well, I hope Jimmy Kimmel doesn't, you know, he should have laughed it off. You know, I go to my people who keep me in line. I go to the morning crew that, am I wrong? First I would go to Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred, are you there? Coming in for Mr. Fred.
No, he's not.
Mr. Fred decided to leave the show. Okay. I go to Pat.
He's sleeping.
I have a habit of doing that lately. I put Mr. Fred to sleep. Oh, it's the Brian show. That might have been Mr. Fred. That I thought it was Pastor Don Jr. That might have been Mr. Fred. Cat is the cat, of course. And if you know the cat, his cat's name Mr. Fred. There you go. I go to you, Patricia. Have you ever been called Patricia? Do you like Patricia?
I just like it.
You dislike it? You don't like Patricia at all?
No.
Wow. When I call you Patricia, what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of my aunt when I was little. She used to say my name with a German accent, and it just got under my skin.
Sound like you were an SS officer. Oh, my God. Now, that's just be when you and John were together, did he ever, in the middle of intimacy, has he ever said, oh, Patricia, baby.
No. Never.
Never? What is he? You guys been together for a long time. What is his pet name for you? He has to have a pet name. What does he call you?
I can't think of it right now.
Really? What would he address you? Does he call you hon?
Other...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you call each other.
I can't tell.
Really?
It's one of those strange things.
What is it? What do you call John?
I call him honey and stuff like that.
Honey? You call me honey? Does he get jealous when you call me honey? Because that's his name. His name is honey.
No.
He doesn't get upset.
Getting
old.
They call everybody honey.
You call everybody. Yeah, I know. You've been getting friendly with Mr. King lately. And I'm going to talk to Laverne about this. You and Mr. King on the air. I hear the way you sound. Hi, King. It's like,
oh, come on. He's got a girlfriend now.
It doesn't matter. Oh, now. Oh, last week was like, last week he wanted his throne. Hi, King. Hello. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Oh, you want me to reach you in private? Yes. Yes. Pat, what's going on? Shut up, Ryan. King. Ooh. I said, okay. I said to Pat, you know what? Since you don't want to read King, I understand. What I'm going to do is I'll read him. No, you're not. It's like you were so protective over King. What's going on there, Pat? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why do you want to read him in private?
Why would something be going on?
Because you read everybody else normal, but you read him in private.
There's sometimes that you know there's reasons you don't want to read out loud.
No, I don't know, because you have done me, and you have said, oh, well, your girlfriend's going to leave you, and you're going to live in a mountain, and you're going to eat a goat and die. What?
Said that? I don't think so.
Almost.
Almost.
The jury is up. Wait, we do have a jury. Laverne is here, and she represents the morning crew. Laverne, when King's on the line, doesn't Miss Patricia have a different flirty voice? Like, hi, King. Do you hear the different tone in her voice?
No. I'm sorry, I haven't detected it.
Laverne is so
jealous,
nice.
Brian.
Jealousy. Well, let's go to Laverne. Laverne, am I showing signs of jealousy at all?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? This Laverne 24. This Laverne 24. She's brutal. You're a brutal lady.
Brian, I is like it jealousy or concern?
I say jealousy. I'm a needy man. It's jealousy. King is a good-looking man. He's younger than me, better looking than me, and everything. And all of a sudden, Pat is losing her mind about him. And it says, oh,
okay, get her. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm so happy for him with his new woman.
Yeah, because now you can send him home after bed to his new woman. You know, get out of bed. You go home to your woman. I'm done with you. There's all kind of sex thoughts going on in your head. I could feel it. Right, Laverne? Can't you feel the sex thoughts that Pat has towards King? I could feel it.
There is nothing Pat getting her groove back.
Pat getting her groove back. Wow. She has never been the same since she had surgery. Oh, yeah. I'm a new woman. Wow.
Which surgery? Oh. The recent one 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now you got rid of... Hey, Pat, you did get rid of your hernia, though. You did get rid of the... You had the hernia, hernia surgery. How do you feel?
Yeah,
I mean,
pregnancy is gone.
The alien pregnancy is gone.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, my God, I could imagine.
It would turn the corner before I did.
Well, you know what? I think I have a hernia. I'm not kidding. Well, you mentioned that. I think I have it. Yeah.
Where?
Right on my stomach. Oh, now you talk, right, Mr. Fred? Oh, Brian has a hernia? Die. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fred. I thought you were asleep.
No, I had smack him a little bit. He was licking himself too much.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you did to King, right?
What?
You smacked him because he was licking himself too much?
No.
There's something going on there. I find there's something going on there. You're sending some kind of waves, and you're confusing him. I can feel it in your chakra. I can feel it in your chakra.
Now you're full of beans.
Really? Well, let's just go to the judge and see what he says.
What did Laverne say?
Burn, witch, burn. Okay. Sorry. You know what? I would turn you in and have you burn at the stake. You know, back in the days, I would have done this because of you. You have turned Mr. King into one horny monster.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Look at you. Didn't you see this coming? Didn't you say, hey, King, you're going to fall in love. You're going to fall in love with this woman, and you're going to have a baby and everything. Did you see it coming?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did you tell him that before he met his girlfriend, or did you tell him that during, when he just met her?
No, I told him quite a while ago that after he moved, he would meet somebody, and it would be serious.
Wow. And he did. Wow.
Yeah.
Am I going to meet anybody?
you wish somebody silly.
That doesn't make any difference. I just asked you a question. No, because now you're being moral. The cards don't have any morality. They just tell you what's going on. Right?
Well, unfortunately, the cards react to my moral compass, so.
The cards have your moral compass?
Yep.
Let's go to the judge. Let's go to the judge for that. And this is what the judge says.
Burn, witch, burn, witch, burn, 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 burn.
Well, that's what the judge says. How can the cards have your moral compass?
Because
it can't.
I put my aura into them.
But you can't. That's like a woman goes to the OBGYN and the guy says, you know what, she's fine. I go, how do you cut down? Because I put my dick in her, and I'm fine.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, you're supposed to not do that, though. Don't you confuse the cards if you put your moral compass?
No, because every reader reads differently, and they read how their cards react to them.
So your influence in how you feel can influence the card and influence. Let's pretend you like me, okay? Let's just pretend that. So you could put your moral compass into reading my cards and put your moral energy in there, make my cards give me a positive outlook?
Well, it could be more positive. It depends.
But isn't that tainted cards?
Look,
because I'm being honest. I mean, I never heard it. No, you're talking very courageous. I love it. I'm trying to understand it. I'm not persecuting you at all. Anybody knows, you can even ask Laverne. I'm just asking questions. I'm not persecuting her. Am I correct? I mean, I'm not making a joke out of this.
Well, I don't
it depends on how you feel about it. And then you said she was a sponsor.
Yeah, patty cakes.
So you might need to leave it alone.
Okay.
He's just kidding.
I was just wanting to know that I know Patricia's a nice person. I do know. I know her for years. She's a nice person. But when I hear something, I don't know anything about the supernatural. I don't know anything about what's going on. But when I hear that a psychic can put their own moral code into a reading, I'm saying maybe there's other psychics out there that can put out negative or positive energy to a card reading. Could that be true? That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
could that
they
be
do.
True? I did not
if
know
you
that.
Were, let's say to get a reading from somebody that's being abused. The
right.
reading's going to come out fairly negative.
Because the psychic who's doing this is going to come out negative. Wow.
No,
so
not
you...
because of the psychic.
Okay. Well, okay, let's
because...
be honest. Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, Brian, it's hard to explain, but let's say someone wants to be a card reader.
Yes.
And their whole personality is somewhat negative.
Right.
How many good readings do you think they're going to pull out?
I don't know. Because, you know, how I look at it, Pat, I'm looking at it as a psychic scientist. I'm just looking at the cards that come in on the table, and I'm not looking at the person who's reading them. Has anything to do with the cards. The cards are just the cards, and they're reading the cards. I did not know that there was other energy involved in reading cards. This is new to me, and I think that's wonderful, tell you the truth. But if you're right, you're right what you just said. What happens if they go online right now? You're a good one. By the way, you're a good one. You're a good, positive person, and you read cards great. I'm just saying this is not you. But what happens if there's a person on Block Talk who's a psychic, and they're negative, can that maybe they're getting good cards, but that person reading the cards is very negative. Could that energy, negative energy, go to the cards for the reading of the outcome?
Yeah, especially when they're reading negative, reverse.
Really?
You know, when people start reading reverse, it's...
Right.
From my experience, Brian, if somebody cannot get a good reading out of 78 cards, they're not going to do any better reversing 78 cards.
And when you read the cards, I kind of do. And when you do read the cards, where's this energy? How are we getting the readings? I mean, we're flipping cards. What goes into the cards that make you pull out a card for that person? Are we pulling in spiritual energy here? Are we putting in cosmic energy here? Okay, is that what's going on here?
How I do it, and my cards are all specific to me. They know me.
Right.
My cards are my cards.
Okay.
So, when I hear someone's voice,
right,
or I sit down with them and they shuffle, it's a lot different. But to do it without hearing their voice or seeing them, no, I don't want to do it.
Really? You don't want to do it because you're afraid of it's going to have a negative reading.
Well, I don't feel it has any input at all if the person's not involved in the reading somehow.
We have been doing this for a long, me and you. We have been doing this for a long period of time. And just recently, you read me and you said, uh-uh, I'm not going to read you. I'm going to pull up another deck because there was something bad going on. And you're saying, I'm not going to do that. So let's go to another deck. Is that true? Because we have done that before. Recently.
I will do that.
And how come you won't tell me what the cards are? Are you afraid that it's, if you tell the person, even if you see negativity in there, are you afraid that it's going to go, like if you have something negative to me, that fate will happen?
Well,
or are you afraid that it's going to...
Why would you want to worry somebody about something that's hypothetical?
Well, I don't know if it's hypothetical or not. I wouldn't be a good psychic because it is what it is. And if I read a card, if somebody came to me and says, and I see the cards, it's like, oh, you're gonna get divorced in 3 years. Oh, Brian, how can you say that? Because we're happily married. Well, I don't care. The red card says, you know, and I would do that. I would do that because I would read the good and the bad. I would want to know the bad. I'm a person that wants to know the bad. I really do. Because if it's in the cards, it's going to happen anyway. I mean, if it's in the cards, it's like, okay, Brian, you're going to have health problems, or Brian, you're going to have this, or there's going to be something here, or your girlfriend's going to fall in love with somebody else, or she's having an affair or whatever. It's going to happen if that's in the cards. It's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen anyway. Why not? I know about it, right? I mean, that's just how I feel. I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just saying, that's just me. If I read your cards and I said, okay, oh, there's something here, would you want to know, Laverne, or no? Or I'll reshuffle
If I'm paying you, I want the truth.
Right.
But also, you can also change it. Things don't have to go exactly that way. Because you always can change it.
You could. How could you change it?
You could, but Brian, if you say something negative to somebody and it's still just hypothetical, then you've put it in their mind and made it real.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But, Pat, you just said something out loud that most psychics will not say. It's their indoor voice. And you said, if I said something hypothetical and I put it in your head, it's going to be true. So are you saying that the tarot cards are just hypothetical? It's just entertainment purposes only, and it's not really a true spiritual?
No,
Yeah.
They are basically like a path for you. They tell you the path that is the best for you.
Wow. I like the way you put it, Pat. And you were under some I interview people like this. I go hard on them. I got to do it. I pressure them like you would not believe it because I got to know the truth. I think I raised some good questions about tarot card reading. What do you think, Laverne? Did you get any more information than a person reading a tarot card? I think I did.
Did I get any more information? Well, no, because I've heard people or psychics telling their clients bad stuff, too, or what they look out for that wasn't in their favor. But I also kind of understand, too, why Pat don't want to tell people that. But but even at that, whatever she tell them, it need to be truth.
Okay, here's one for you, Brian.
Sure.
When I'm looking at somebody's cards,
right,
and I tell them they're going to meet somebody, I know what that person looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to tell the person because then they will only look at that kind of person.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But you know,
and they will
wipe out
any other chances.
That I agree. I've known some people who do that. But if you did tell them, on the other hand, if you did tell them, like, you know, this person is this, and you describe them very vaguely, maybe they should watch out for that person, and maybe normally they would not talk to that person or gravitate towards that person, and maybe they will start gravitating to them and say, hey, what's up, you know, and have a conversation, and normally they wouldn't talk to that person. That's on the other hand, don't you think?
Well, I do that this is hypothetical again. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, Brian,
yeah,
if I know what's meant to be and it's going to happen soon and everything else, or
right,
if I think the person's going to make the wrong choice, I will tell them what to look for.
Okay.
But
okay,
that's very rare, very rare, because I do not want to skew their chances for meeting people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely, but if you put your own moral code into reading a psychic, I'm saying hypothetically, Pat. We're talking hypothetically, and we're just talking in general.
Yeah.
But not you. Let's go another psychic. Let's just go another psychic. You're good, okay? You're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're positive. You read well, okay? Let's put this in the hands of somebody who's not so good. They call a blog talk show and they get the cards, and if they could put if they're a negative person, chances are that reading's going to be negative. And maybe they're a vindictive person. I mean, it's kind of dangerous because I thought the cards were the cards. I didn't know it had anything to do with the energy that you put in the cards, whether it's positive or negative, can sway the card's outcome. I did not know that. That's what I'm saying. And you're saying it can.
Yeah. I thought it was according to the other person's energy, that the cards were reading off their energy.
But Laverne, in this case, the phone calls, that's why I have to hear somebody's voice. I have to be able to connect with them.
Right. Yeah. I did that.
I can't just read for somebody without having some contact with them.
I understand it.
And the other thing is, when I'm reading cards for other people, I prefer if they have their own deck and shuffle and tell me which cards are on the top so I can do a proper reading.
That's a thought.
It is. We're learning things. Go ahead.
Like Brian, if you want readings, buy a damn tarot deck.
Yeah, I got you. Why am I going to replace you?
That's not replacing me. That's giving me better readings.
No, you're giving me better readings.
If you shuffle the cards.
I'm not shuffling nothing. I'm not even shuffling it to Buffalo.
If you shuffled your own cards.
That's a little thing that old people know, shuffling the boat. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I shuffle my own cards.
And then tell me, Fred.
Yeah.
Hang on. Fred's eating a cord.
Fred.
Fred, no.
You cannot hang up on me like that. I'm going to bite the cord through the middle and hang up on him. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I can't have him eating the iPhone cord.
You spank that cat. You spank it.
No,
spank
he just wants to play.
Spray him with some water. They hate that.
No.
Spray his face. Get a guitar.
He's,
and put it in a corner.
He's extremely well-behaved, Brian.
Yeah, right. He's well-behaved.
He's
a Bengal cat. He's a Bengal cat. Okay, so I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to do an experiment with you, Pat. And I'm not going to tell you what the experiment is, but I'm going to do an experiment with you. Are you going to, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have to, when we do this experiment, you have to be honest. There's no editing, no nothing. You got to be honest if you're willing to do that, okay?
Okay. I'm always honest.
All right. I know you are. Not when it comes to bad stuff. You're going to go, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, you're going to, let me just shuffle
the
deck.
That's honest. I tell you I'm not going to do it.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Pat to give me a reading. But it's going to be a different reading. I'm going to ask Pat to do that when we come back. If Laverne wants a reading, she can get a reading too. They're good friends. We got the morning crew in here. I am Brian Epstein today. If you'd like to call the show, you already know the show's number. I don't know the show's number. You know the show's number. Medical care, did I cover it? You have the right to receive medical care in the U.S. regardless of immigration status. Federal government restriction prohibits undocumented immigrants from Oh, I think I already covered that, right? I already covered that. I covered that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
The legal, the insurance and we said that bothered me. I covered that. I covered DACA. I still haven't completely covered Jeffrey Epstein, what's going on, and about Aaron Rodgers. That's what we're still going to get into. And UFOs in the 2024. I don't think people care anymore. People don't even care anymore. People don't care about UFOs. I don't think there's even a subject matter anymore. If you saw a UFO land in the thing, would you even care? Would you even care?
Yeah.
You would. So if you saw
a
UFO landing lights in there, would you get John and everything and get the cat and say, you know, let's go check it out?
I wouldn't want to go check it out. I think I'd keep
you
my
would.
Distance.
Oh, you would.
I'd get
so
some
let me
binoculars.
Just say, so you wouldn't want? Oh, really? Now, Laverne, would you? You saw some. Now, Laverne is in the Virginia area. There's a lot of woods, and I like woodsy. If you saw something that landed in the woods, Laverne, and it's like 7 p.m. and it's glowing, would you go check it out?
I wouldn't go and check it out, but I would inform others of it.
I can see Laverne. I would answer the different. Laverne would be on the porch. It's about damn time you guys got here. I've been telling people about y'all years. Let's take a selfie. That's what I'm thinking Laverne will do. But you would tell others.
I can hear the call.
Really? I can hear the call. Hello? Brian? Yes, Laverne, how you doing? There's a UFO in my backyard.
I wouldn't be there come out. I'd be excited to tell you.
He probably would. I go, oh, you're excited, Laverne. Brian, is the UFO in? Well, what does it look like? I don't know, but it's glowing in the woods. Okay, I'm going to go tell Melissa now. Goodbye. What? Check. Melissa!
I'll tell everybody I know.
But you wouldn't check it out. You wouldn't check it out. If you saw
no,
them.
I wouldn't.
If you saw them, because it could happen, because I know Virginia. If you saw them walking towards you, and you've seen the figure walk towards you, and they're walking towards the house, what would you do? Seriously, what would you do?
It depends on species that, you know, the way they look. And if it's kind of the ones that would frighten me, I would run.
Right.
But those that look like humanoids, I would, I probably would faint and still want to talk to them, though.
I think you would after if they kept their distance and the mind thing, right? Let's just pretend they're not. They could talk to you through your mind. We mean no harm.
Right.
How are you?
Right.
You know, stay calm. We would keep our. I think you would entertain that, right?
Yeah, I would.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, your UFO is a little different, right? He comes in the woods, right? But your UFO is coming towards you, and he's putting on a condom. What are you going to do?
Now, listen, Brian.
You know, they do that sexual experiment on their ship. We got a purpose for you. We're gonna do stuff with you on our ship. What were you?
Well, Brian,
like, is that a, yes.
I told you already. I'd be watching from a distance. I wouldn't go too close. Until I knew.
What happened if he knocked on your door? Hello, anybody there? And it's a glowing person. Would you answer?
Probably not.
It's like the UFO said, I see you turn off the lights. Yeah, I know.
They can come through the wall. They can come through the
that's
door.
That's right.
Well, then
oh,
why
right.
the hell would I have to answer the door?
You're right. They're coming right through the walls. Now, do you grab the crucifix or no?
Me?
Nope. Oh, man.
Brad, a lot of us would be in shock.
I would. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what
you're probably asking me to have clubs at home. You're going to take me to your leader.
First, I would say, put on some damn clothes. What's wrong with you running around naked? I don't know. Shameful.
I think you're being shot, too. I really do.
I would be. Well, I told you that happened. I mean, that story didn't
right.
really happen. When I saw him
right.
on a bicycle, I swear to God. I didn't, to this day, I swear to God. I swear to the good Lord. And I don't like to say swear to God or God damn it. But it did have the traditional head, like an egghead, and it did have eyes like he was from China. That's all I can say.
I believe you.
I don't, you know what I wish, Laverne? I really wish I would have actually, I was nervous, you know. I really wish I would actually gone over there. I really do. But it was like, I swear to God, it had to be 12 midnight to 1 in the morning. Nobody was around. It was in the orchards.
Mm-hmm.
There was no light. Except for the moon. And I wasn't about to travel to no spaceship right now. But...
Well, are you sure?
If you,
are you sure
why would
you
I,
didn't miss anything?
Huh? I don't... Am I sure what?
Are you sure the time span didn't go... you know, that you didn't miss time, that you were there focused every minute of it?
It seemed like... The whole
don't
thing.
Don't make up nothing. Don't make up
nothing. Huh? I didn't
don't make
it.
Up nothing.
I'm not. I'm trying to reflect on him. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm pausing because I want to make sure I got it right. I'm not joking on it. It seems like. You know what? I mean, you know what's interesting? God, you're bringing us back. But you know what's very interesting about the story
what?
I'm telling?
What?
And I never noticed this before. If you listen to the story, rewind everything, you hear me tell the story. You heard it, Pat, that I was in the orchard and I'm running to my girlfriend's house and I saw the UFO was on a bike. I saw it, and the bike and the wheel
yeah,
was spinning.
Yeah.
I saw this. Yeah, the story. You heard the story. But what's really interesting is that I always told you the story, and Laverne just brought that up. I always told you the story in the middle. Think about it. If that bike was down, what about approaching it? How did I get there in the middle? I'm telling you the story. If I told the story in real time, I said, yeah, and, you know, I was jogging and everything, and then I looked. Because when it really happened, now that I'm thinking about it, I looked to the side. I did not see it as I was coming up. I did not see it as I was. I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything coming up on it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like you're walking towards it. Mm-hmm. If you ever hear me tell the story, you'll never hear that I was walking up on it. Like it was ahead of me, and you never hear me say it was ahead of me, and then I saw what was ahead of me, and it didn't look good, and I jogged past it. You never heard that from me. You never heard that. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. How could I turn and just look at it? Because the way it was a little road. It was like it was a little road. It wasn't like a big highway. You know, it was one of these, one lane. Well, it was a two-lane road, but it was small. So why didn't I see this approaching it? Why didn't I see this I was coming up on it? Because I don't remember coming up on it. And I don't remember that I turned when it was beside me. The only thing I remember is when I passed it, then I turned, and then I stood there. That's what I remember. Isn't that interesting? So when you said time, that's a very curious thing, because I don't remember coming up on it. I don't remember. I would have noticed that something beside me, if it was beside me as I'm passing it, the road was very small. It would be eye to eye right there. You know what I'm saying? So how can I ignore it? And then I actually look at it when I'm like 5 feet from it, looking back at it. That's when I saw it.
Perception field.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means they could hide it with filters and visuals.
Who, do you mean the
UFOs? The Army even has a way to make things invisible.
All right, now we're getting into mind stuff. But that's very interesting. I mean, now that I think about it, that scares the shit out of me. It's very interesting. So, yes, I do believe in it. Yes, Laverne. Yes, kiddo.
I've heard a lot of people tell their story. Like one man was saying that he was in a phone booth. And the only thing that he seen a light come down. But then when it was all over, he was still in that phone booth. And he was calling somebody. And when he was having the conversation with the person, that's whatever that conversation was about made him know that there was a time lapse in between the time that he seen it and the time that he actually talked to the person.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Because mine was like... That is interesting. And I'm sure everybody has different, you know, experiences.
Right.
I don't know if it was a time lapse with me, but I do know that when I looked at it, I could see it as plain as day right now. I swear to God. And anybody knows me, I'm not making this up. I've been telling this story for years. I've been telling it, and it's true. And when I looked at it, it was back. I can almost feel the back of my neck, the hairs on the back of my neck. It was like, it was a chill kind of thing. And I looked at it. I actually stopped, and I looked at it. Just a little glance or anything.
And looked at it. That's when you were walking away or walking towards?
I didn't walk towards it. That's when I passed it. I just passed it, and I was jogging, and I just stopped in dead track. I was maybe 50 feet from it, 50 to 75 feet from it, maybe. And again, I'm in the orange orchard. The only light there was the moon. It's the only light. But that was glowing as you would not believe. You know what I mean? I mean, and I don't want to specifically say it glowed, but it was light that you could see. Like it was wearing a white reflecting jacket or something, you could see. And the only thing I remember, because I stayed there. Good, I stayed there. It must have been 5 minutes or so. I stopped and I looked, and I remember the bike. And I remembered and I'm telling you details, so this had to happen. I can't make, why would I say a bike? The bike was down. and the back wheel was spinning. And I can almost describe the bike. That's how I was. It was one of those bikes, not like a 10-speed, but it was like a mountain bike, but it was like a girl's. It was a bigger, and it was like a girl's bike. Because I noticed that it was a girl's bike. Because my first thought was, is this a girl on the side of the road? Or is this a woman on the side of the road because of the bike? And I'm not quite sure if the bike had a basket or not. I'm not going to go there. But I knew no that was. So I stopped, and then I just stopped. And it seemed to me like 2 minutes. Okay? It could have been longer. And I just looked at it. And I looked at the bike, and I looked at that. And it was a small person. And I was wondering. It slowly turned around at me. But it was when I'm looking at it first, it was a small person. Bigger than a dwarf, bigger than a little person, bigger than a little, but it was small. It was a little taller than that, you know, as a small person, with a huge-ass head. And I noticed, I go, I got a huge-ass head. Because, again, when I saw the bike, I thought it was a woman. And I wanted, and I stopped, and that's the reason why I looked, because I said, is there a person in trouble? So I'm looking for 2 minutes. And it had its back towards me. It had its back towards me. And I looked ahead of me, see if there was any cars, anybody coming forward, because the bike is down. You know what I mean? I'm saying, if it's safe, do I go over there? As soon as I turn back around, it's looking straight at me now. It was almost like eye to eye. I mean, of course, he was like 50 feet or 100 feet away, but now he's looking straight at me. He had a thin neck and looking straight at me. And I said, damn. And I said, this doesn't look like a woman. This doesn't look like... And then it kicked in my head, like, oh, my God, no. Because I didn't believe in no UFO or anything like this. I go, oh, my God. And I go, I'm getting the hell out of here. I've seen enough horror films. I'm running. So I turned, when it looked at me, I turned and I started to run. I must have ran about maybe 15 feet. 15 feet, that's how fast. 15 feet. And I turned around and it was gone. Now, that was a long-ass road. It was one road that road led to the other town, meaning that if anybody was riding something, you would see them right away. You know, they're riding away. You could see them riding away. They could be a half mile away from you still riding away, right? There was the bike was gone. It was gone. No, it was just gone. Nobody was riding away.
Did you get to your girlfriend's house?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you tell her?
Yes, I did.
And what was her reaction?
Sure, baby, sure. And I said, I described everything right away. And she goes, sure. I'm sure you saw something. And it's like, don't patronize me. I saw this. Get in the car. Let's go. No, we're not getting in. Because I wanted to get in the car. I wanted to show her, right? Maybe there's something. I thought maybe if the bike crashed, we can find some remnants of the bike. You know what I'm trying to say? To make me feel safe. Because at this point, I thought I was going crazy. I'm not kidding you. At this point, I thought I was going insane, what I saw. And the patronizing did not help. You know what I mean? And she kind of was more upset. She was more upset that I did not call her first and me just coming over and showing up than this story. She was more upset about that. And this is when we were together. You know, it's like, why didn't you call and everything? And, you know, come on. I ran. If you Google Ventura, because I ran from Ventura, California. If you Google it, Ventura, California to Santa Paula, it had to be like 10 miles. And that's the road I took. That's it. That's my story, and I got to live with it, whether people believe me or not. I got to live with it. So there you go. So I'm just saying that'd be interesting if a UFO came to me. And how many shooting stars we have seen, and maybe they're UFO planes. Who knows? Let's see, what else did I can cover? I covered this. Pat, would you like to read me? I want to try an experiment. Would you like to read me?
Sure. Sure.
All right. When we come, let's see. Did I cover everything? I covered DACA, undocumented immigrants wearing the police badge now that they have the authority to arrest you. We covered that. Am I correct? We covered that.
Yep.
We covered illegal aliens getting full coverage insurance. We covered that. There's something in the new. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. I guess we didn't finish that. I'll read it really fast, Pat, and we'll end it with me getting the reading, okay, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So Jeffrey Epstein is coming out. People are worried about okay, well, here's Jimmy Kimmel. I'll try really fast. So Colin Rugg wrote, new quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he will pop some sort of bottle when the Epstein Associates list is released and suggests Jimmy Kimmel will be named. Everyone is excited. There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that that doesn't come out. So I guess he did a job on him. Why is Jimmy getting so upset about that? Supposed to be probably a day or two? A day or two? It's especially this week, I'm thinking. Here's the ESPN thing. Here's the ESPN thing. I hope it plays. Hold on. Let me see if it plays. Here's Aaron Rodgers, how he's mentioned it. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see if it plays.
Something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
That's supposed to
be coming out soon.
Okay, here
we go. Fox News, somebody back. It's on it. Yeah, Super Bowl 58.
You'll see it.
The emblem. Put it on the screen. And then bring up 57 and 56.
Has something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar.
Yeah.
I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this time.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
happen. All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show whenever Aaron brought up the list, and then Jimmy mocked him for it, and Aaron has not forgotten about that, but here we are sitting right in front of that nice bottle of scotch. Mm-hmm. What do you say? I'm waiting to celebrate something.
Oh, yeah.
He's been waiting.
That's the one.
I'll tell you what. If that list comes out, I definitely will be popping some sort of bottle.
Hey, you've been calling for it for a few years now. Anyone else notice this? Oh,
my gosh.
So that started the whole thing. There you go. Now, Jimmy Kimmel has to be able to take a punch. He's been giving it, and let's just be fair, right? I mean, as soon as you hit back a bully, they start crying, right? And if you're not on the list, Jimmy, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Why are you going to sue him? What's going on? There's people saying, I cannot stand a racist asshole, Jimmy Kimmel. Man, I like A-Rod more than Jimmy, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to read anything about it. What's going on? I mean, there's other things that are trending. The host, what is The View is trending? What's going on with The View? What's up with The View? Nikki Haley isn't a racist, so she taps to whatever beats that she thinks is Suser. Joy and Sunny both press Christopher James Christie. Oh, yeah, he's making, Christie is making the tour. Of course, that ignorant man said he will vote third party, the absolutely white privilege. This is why I tell people, stop giving this man a damn cookie for Oh, I guess people don't like Christie talking about it. Chris Christie on The View right now talking about Nikki Haley. Oh, here's Oprah again. It makes me cry. Okay. So that's trending, but 34 million trillion. Okay, get ready, Pat. You're going to hear me talk. Get ready to read me.
You want me to start shuffling?
Yeah, because you want to hear my voice. I'm talking to you right now. What happened if I talk to you like in a down mood, like I was in a down mood, like, hey, Pat, you know, I'm high. And, Pat, I am high, by the way.
It can affect it.
Will it affect it? Really? Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk like that, okay? Give me a minute, but really listen to me, okay? Okay, really?
It won't work. Because I know you're doing it on purpose.
It won't work because you're doing it on purpose.
I'm a great actor. It'll work. Don't underestimate my acting ability. I paid a lot of money for acting class. Okay. All right, Kat. Ready when you are, kiddo. Ready when you are.
Okay, well, just talk away and I'll shuffle.
All right. I will talk away. I hope everybody did. I want to thank Laverne for wishing me a happy new year. Thank you, Laverne, Vernie. And happy new year to you. And you were on my mind during Christmas and everything. That was really nice of you. I want to wish, hey, thank you, King, for calling me and saying happy new year. That was really nice of you. I thought that was great. Happy new year to you, my brother. Let me know when to quit talking, Pat. Let me see how much time we have. We got 4 minutes back.
I think I've got it. I've got it.
All right. All right.
Just give me 1 second. Okay, so what we have here is be ready for new experiences because there's new beginnings here. They have to do with completion. They have to do with success. It also has to do with the subconscious. So there is going to be a celebration of sorts. Now, there is a little bit of an issue with children. I don't know if you're going to end up being a grandpa again.
No, I know what it is. I know what it is.
You know what it is? Okay.
I know exactly what it is, kiddo. You're on the right track. I know exactly what it is. Go on.
Okay. Your hopes are going the right direction.
Okay.
But your intuition, you're not listening to your intuition.
Okay.
You're fighting it. You're fighting it all the way.
Yeah, but your intuition can be fear, too. So I don't, but go ahead. Yeah,
no, this time it's intuition and you're ignoring it. You're fighting it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you are going to go through a bit of a disruption, but it's only to make things, make way for new things.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat. Is that it, Pat?
Yeah, I kind of rushed through it.
No, it's okay. Thank you very much. It was a good reading. You were spot on with the children. I'll tell you later, but you were spot on. It was a good reading.
Okay.
All in all. How much time do I have? Jeffrey Epstein, really quickly. Jeffrey Epstein list is coming out. Hundreds of sealed court filings about Epstein, the accused sex trafficker who hanged himself in jail, is coming out. Clinton has not been accused of anything illegal. One of Epstein's victims said in court papers that she met the ex-president on Epstein's private island in the Caribbean. Clinton has denied ever visiting that island. By the way, Trump puts him at the island, too, but Trump also defended him earlier. The list is expected to include more than 150 names found in court documents, 150 names, which could illuminate which prominent figures continue to associate with Epstein and his former girlfriend and convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. After he was convicted, they still associate with him of recurring sex from a minor. The sealed documents were part of a defamation lawsuit brought by one of the accusers, Virginia Guff. I have a problem with one of the accusers, so I'm going to talk really fast because I got, I think, maybe a minute left. A number of bold-faced names have been linked to Epstein since federal agents arrested him, including billionaire Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers. Gates Sportsman says, hell no. No one besides Epstein and Maxwell has been accused of criminal wrongdoing in the case. Political analysts, blah, 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 blah. Maxwell says that there's no allegations against Clinton. So there you go. So they're going to unseal this. When are they going to unseal it? Supposed to be next week. They're going to unseal it, and the names are going to be there. The name of more than 150 John and Jane Doe's are listed in the filing. And it says, ordered unsealing of documents after January 1st. The release could take place anytime in the coming days or weeks. There you go. I want to thank the beautiful, lovely, the gorgeous Ebony Queen, Laverne. Thank you so much, Laverne. And you look as great and beautiful as you always are every year. Thank you, Laverne, for coming in. I want to thank Pat, who is the psychic lady of 2025. I want to thank you, Pat, for coming in. You're beautiful also. I want to also thank our special guest, Mr. Fred, for making his appearance on here. Thank you, Mr. Fred. And Pat is a seer psychic, and she's really good. I even claim her that she's my psychic, and yes, I get jealous because I'm a 5-year-old. Pat is great. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And that's it. That's all I have. You know, it's funny. Everybody makes their resolutions for 25. And people ask me, a couple people ask me, you know, what is your resolution, Brian? And I don't know. I'm trying to reinvent myself on this show. This is the first time I've been doing this without a co-host this year. I don't know how well I'm doing. I'm hoping I'm doing okay. I'm hoping that I can still keep people's attention without having a co-host, because I know that, you know, sometimes you have a co-host, it's better. So I'm hoping I can reinvent this show, and I hope I can get back to moving artists forward and musician forward in his coming. And that's it. And I just wish everybody a happy new year. And you got one shot. I want to thank everybody. Good health. And I'm telling you, this is a year that we'll all have good health, and we'll get good news, including Pat. Pat, this is a year where you're going to have good health, and you're going to get rid of whatever you have. You will.
Well, that'll be a surprise.
No, you will. You got to think positive, right, Laverne? You know, positivity heals. Positivity heals.
I know, honey.
You got to, kiddo. I'm counting on you. You got one shot. I got one shot. Laverne has a lot of shots in her gun. Laverne goes, y'all got one shot. I got six in my gun. Yes, you do, Laverne, because you're an angel. Bye, everybody. I will see you tomorrow.
Bye, dear.
I will see you tomorrow. Bye, sweethearts. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, California time.
Everybody's joking now, the clock's run out.